Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
I think that if there was an anthem for the church, it would be, "Tell me, what do you do when you've done all you can and it seems like it's never enough?" This may be somebody's testimony. Tell me, what do you say when those so-called friends turn away? You're all alone, alone, alone. Tell me, what do you give when you've given your all and it seems like you can't make it? Well, you just stay where you must. When there's nothing left to do, you just stand and watch the Lord see you through. You have to.
after you've done all you can. You just
hallelujah, hallelujah. When we done did all we could do, just stand. Yes, Lord, we come to stand on your promises this morning. We come to welcome you, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Sunday morning. We say thank you. We going to stand on your promises, Lord God. You say speak to the mountains, Lord God. And we speak into sickness today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, sickness got to decrease and healing increase. We standing on your promises today. You say, by your stripes, we are healed. So we command the bodies to line up with the word of God today. We standing on the promises today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We standing on them in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. So we come with a humble heart and stretched out arms today and say, have your way in our services on today. From the pulpit to the door, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we standing on your promises today. Your right hand holding us up, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, how you kept us all night long as we slept and slumbered. We didn't get a 911 call on last night. Our loved ones are still in the land of the living. We say thank you. We're standing on your promises, Lord God, that you're their shield and their buckler, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we say thank you. We thank you for the visionary, Lord God, Lamon Matthews, Father God. Continue to pour back into him as he pour out to your people, near and far, in the mighty name of Jesus. Strengthen the Matthews family, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Heal and deliver in the Matthews family, Father God. And we say thank you. We're standing on your promises. Hallelujah. And we bless your name today. We lift up Mother Allen to you, Lord God. Continue to keep your arms around her and strengthen her in the name of Jesus. Oh, we're standing on the promises. We're standing on your word today, Lord God. That no weapon formed against your people shall prosper. Every tongue rise up shall be condemned. Oh, we're standing on your promise, Lord God. And we say thank you. We lift up all our children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren to you, Lord God. We thank you for being a fence around them all, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we lift up our nieces and nephews and relatives, Father God, near and far, Father God. Cover them with the blood, Father God. Keep them from seeing and unseen danger. Keep them from seeing and unseen sickness. And we say thank you. We're standing on your word today, Lord God. We're standing on your promises, Lord God. You are a promise keeper and not a promise breaker. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We standing by that tree, Lord God, that river of water, that we shall not be moved. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father. We thank you for a fresh fire anointing today, Lord God, over the lives of your sons and daughters. We thank you, Father God, for destroying every yoke and every burden right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, we standing on your word today, God. Oh, we bless your name today. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. He's worthy to be praised. In the midst of storms, you're still faithful. You're still wonderful. You're still amazing. You're still awesome. We're standing on your promises. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just bless your name today. We cover Aretha right now, the faith we work behind the scenes, Father God. Cover her and her entire family, Father God, from the oldest to the youngest right now, Father God. Meet their every need, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, standing on your promises for right now in the name of Jesus. We lift up the homeless to you all over the land, Father God. Heal and deliver and set them free, Lord God. Give them a roof over their heads, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just bless your name today, Lord God. Open up doors for the homeless that can no man close. Close doors that can no man open, Lord God, for the homeless. And we'll stand on your promises for them in the mighty name of Jesus. We lift up all our neighborhoods and our neighbors to you today. Be a fence around them, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Silence the violence, Lord God. Silence the violence in the name of Jesus. Reveal, snatch the covers back for all the murderers all over the land today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we will give you the praise. We will give you the glory. We standing on your promises, God. We standing, hallelujah. We done did all we could do. Now we got to stand still and get out your way and let you have your way. Because you the same yesterday, today, and forever, and you change not. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We standing on your word today, Lord God, that by your stripes we are healed. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. That no weapon formed against your people shall prosper. Every tongue rise up shall be condemned. We're standing on your promises, Lord God. Your right hand is holding us up. We say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. That we should live and not die, do what you called us to do. We say thank you. You haven't handed us over to death. We say thank you. Because we got to be physically alive to do what you called us to do. And we say thank you. We're standing on your promises, Lord. We're standing on your promises, Lord God. 1 Peter 2:24, by your stripes we are healed. We're standing on 1 Peter 2:24, for our loved ones that's sick in their body. We're standing on 1 Peter 2:24. We're standing, hallelujah, to the Lamb of God. So have your way on this mind today. Deliver and set free today in the mighty name of Jesus. And we plead the blood of Jesus over every vehicle today. Near and far, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Over the airplanes today, the blood of Jesus. Over the trains and the train tracks, we plead the blood. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we bless your name, Lord God. That we are blessed going out today, blessed coming in today. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath, standing on your promises, Lord God. Our eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what you're doing for your people. We're standing on your promises today. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We're standing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, there's no one like you, oh, Father God. Thank you for what you're doing, oh, Father God, in this present time up in our lives, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we glorify you and magnify you, oh, Father God, because there's no one like you, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for giving us the breath of life this morning, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you and magnify you, oh, Father God, because there's no one like you, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you and honor you and magnify you and glorify you and we worship you, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for all that you have done, all that you're going to do as present and future, oh, Father God. We honor you and thank you. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for your spirit going throughout the land, oh, Father God, and exposing those things, oh, Father God, unto the people, oh, Father God, so that we can make the right choices, oh, Father God, consciously, oh, Father God, and not be moved, oh, Father God, by our own understanding and by the way that we conceive, believe, and see things, oh, Father God. But we are led by your spirit, oh, Father God. Oh, and we thank you and honor you for that, oh, Father God, because there's no one like you, oh, Father God, because you are, oh, Father God, the one, oh, Father God, that we lift up our eyes to, O Father God, unto the hill, O Father God, to you that we know which cometh our help in every situation, O Father God. O Father God, we understand, O Father God, that all of our endeavors, trials, and tribulations, O Father God, that we may go through, O Father God, our help cometh from you, O Father God, which made heaven and earth, O Father God, and who have allowed things to come about, O Father God, so that you would show us, O Father God, how we should endure, how we should stay strong, how we should be led by your word, and how we should hear your voice and your voice only amidst of all the chaos that is going throughout the land, O Father God. Oh, Father God, teach us to stand, oh, Father God, for the coming chaos, oh, Father God. Let us not be moved, oh, Father God, by what our eyes may see, oh, Father God, and what our ears may hear. But we are led, oh, Father God, by your voice and by your spirit, oh, Father God. Because in your word, oh, Father God, that you will not suffer our foot, oh, Father God, to be moved, oh, Father God. Because you, oh, Father God, keep it deep, oh, Father God, because you will not let us endure things, oh, Father God, that we are not able to handle, oh, Father God, because you are a God that you never sleep, oh, Father God. You are always awake, oh, Father God. You are always have our best interest at hand, oh, Father God. So we thank you, oh, Father God, in that area, oh, Father God, because you, oh, Father God, is the keeper, oh, Father God, because you, oh, Father God, you never sleep, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, that you, oh, Father God, is our keeper, oh, Father God. You are the Lord, oh, Father God, that your right hand keepeth us in the way, oh, Father God, of righteousness, oh, Father God. Oh, and we thank you, oh, Father God, in that area of our lives, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, oh, Father God, you, oh, Father God, are the healer, oh, Father God, of our mind, body, soul, and spirit, oh, Father God. Oh, and we thank you for that, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, that you preserve us all, oh, Father God, from all evil, oh, Father God, because you are the one, oh, Father God, that preserveth our soul, oh, Father God. Father God, you, oh, Father God, shall preserve us, oh, Father God, and everything, oh, Father God, that you, oh, Father God, have allowed, oh, Father God, to happen in the earth, oh, Father God, to expose the enemy, oh, Father God, in every area, oh, Father God, that the enemy has been moving in, oh, Father God. You have exposed him, oh, Father God, and you are still exposing him, oh, Father God. And we thank you, oh, Father God, for exposing the enemy, oh, Father God, in the government, in the political systems, in medical systems, oh, Father God. We thank you for what you're doing, oh, Father God, and tearing down, oh, Father God, those things, oh, Father God, that has been in power, oh, Father God, for so many centuries, oh, Father God, for so many thousands of years, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, the great love that you have for us, oh, Father God, is exposing the enemy and his evil works, oh, Father God, so that we, oh, Father God, may see your hand, oh, Father God, and everything, oh, Father God, and know that you are true to your word, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you and honor you, oh, Father God, for what you're doing, oh, Father God, because there's no one like you, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we praise you, oh, Father God, because you are the Father of all creation, oh, Father God. And we thank you, oh, Father God, for seeing us, oh, for seating us, oh, Father God, in heavenly places, oh, Father God, and for blessing us, oh, Father God, with all the spiritual blessings, oh, Father God, that we need, oh, Father God, in this dispensation, season, and time, oh, Father God. And we, oh, Father God, as your servant, oh, Father God, we take our authority, oh, Father God, that you have given us, oh, Father God, to bind, oh, Father God, those things that have hindered us, oh, Father God, to blind, oh, Father God, the enemy, oh, Father God, so that he will not see or know our movements, oh, Father God, in the physical and also in the spiritual, oh, Father God, that you would mute him, oh, Father God, from coming now our dwelling, oh, Father God, to speak, oh, Father God, and suggest words, oh, Father God, into our ear gate, oh, Father God, when that may alter our thought patterns, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for deafening every foul spirit and unclean spirit, oh, Father God, of Satan's kingdom, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, including the principalities, powers of darkness in heavenly places. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for setting us free. We thank you for giving us power in that area over the spirit of demons, fallen angels, oh, Father God, and even the multidimensional spirits, oh, Father God, that have come against your people, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, that your spirit, oh, Father God, that healed us, oh, Father God, would heal us in every area, oh, Father God, of our lives, oh, Father God, and that your spirit, oh Father God, will give us every will give us understanding, oh Father God, for everything that we encounter in life, oh Father God, that your spirit, oh Father God, help us to overcome, oh Father God, the things, oh Father God, that the enemy has established, oh Father God, in the world, oh Father God, the whole world, oh Father God, and even personal, oh Father God, within our lives, oh Father God. Father God, we thank you, oh Father God, for spiritual maturity, oh Father God. We thank you, oh Father God, that you, oh Father God, are the only wise God, oh Father God. We thank you for your deliverance power also, oh Father God, in our lives, oh Father God, that at certain times of depression and stress, oh Father God, we may have had doors open, oh Father God, where the enemy was able to come in, oh Father God, to our emotions. But we thank you, oh Father God, that you never left us or never forsook us in that area, oh Father God, that you did not, oh Father God, let us stay up in that area, oh Father God, where the enemy was able to take total control, that you let us be up in that situation for a while to understand the hand of the enemy, oh Father God, so that we may come against, oh Father God, the enemy in that area of our lives, oh Father God, and not just in our lives, oh Father God, but in other people's lives too, that they may have to experience, oh Father God, with their walk with you, oh Father God. Oh Father God, we thank you, oh Father God, for your kingdom, oh Father God, expanding itself within our lives, oh Father God. Oh Father God, we thank you, oh Father God, for all the destructive things that the enemy have done in our lives, oh Father God, is coming down, oh Father God. All of them, oh Father God, from the corporations to businesses to the even, like we said, the government, oh Father God. The human trafficking, oh Father God, sex trafficking, oh Father God, all those things, oh Father God, that the enemy has instituted itself, oh Father God, that is contrary, oh Father God, for your people, oh Father God. So we thank you, oh Father God, for all of the high places of Satan, altars and pagan altars and dimensional courts, oh Father God, being torn down, oh Father God, in the government and the lives of your people, oh Father God, and even throughout the world, oh Father God. We thank you for your exposure of the enemy's hand, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh Father God, for prospering us, oh Father God, in areas, oh Father God, not just financially, oh Father God, but in those areas, oh Father God, that is lacking in the individual lives, oh Father God, of your people, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you for sustaining us, oh Father God. We thank you for giving us mental clarity, oh Father God. We thank you, oh Father God, that we are able to see, oh Father God, with the spiritual eyes that have given us, that you have given us, oh Father God. Because once we was blind, oh Father God, but by your spirit, oh Father God, has set us free, oh Father God, and we are able to see, oh Father God, the way that you see, oh Father God. We are able to understand things the way that you understand things, oh Father God. We thank you, oh Father God, for what Yeshua have done upon Calvary, oh Father God, because he is the way, the truth, and the life, oh Father God. And by his example, oh Father God, he has shown us, oh Father God, that we are able, oh Father God, through the Holy Spirit that he sent down once he ascended, oh Father God, that we have power and authority, oh Father God, over those things that have kept us bound, oh Father God. So we thank you and honor you and glorify you, oh Father God, for what you have done and what you're going to do in the lives of your people. We thank you for your healing, oh Father God. Oh, and we thank you again, oh Father God, for mental clarity, oh Father God, in this season, oh Father God. We thank you, oh Father God, for you, the foundational scriptures and words, oh Father God, that you have written upon our hearts, oh Father God, that we are able to stand on, oh Father God, and not be moved, oh Father God. Oh Father God, we thank you for all that you're doing, oh Father God, in this dispensation season of time. We thank you for what you're doing for your people, oh Father God. We thank you, oh Father God, for fresh revelations, oh Father God, and for the revealed word, oh Father God, that you are giving your people at this time, oh Father God, of our lives, oh Father God, oh Father God. You say you never forsake us nor leave us, oh Father God. Your word, oh Father God, has been given to us, oh Father God, since we first stepped into this world from out our mother's womb, oh Father God. But you have revealed your word to us, oh Father God, in a greater dimension, oh Father God, in greater understanding, oh Father God. You have revealed, oh Father God, the true meaning, oh Father God, of the word, oh Father God, that we have been taught and hold on to, oh Father God. Oh Father God, not that we are departing from it, not that we are leaving from it, not that we are seeking other things, oh Father God, but you have shown us, oh Father God, the power and authority, oh Father God, in your word that you originally intended, oh Father God, for us to move in, oh Father God. Lord, we thank you and honor you, oh Father God, for what you're doing in the lives of your people, oh Father God. We praise you, oh Father God, because there's no one like you, oh Father God. Lord, we thank you again, oh Father God, for your son, oh Father God, Yeshua, oh Father God, and for all of the examples, oh Father God, that he has showed us, oh Father God. Oh Father God, because he said it in your word, oh Father God, that he only do what he sees you do, oh Father God, and we only do what we have known him through history, oh Father God, and how he overcame, oh Father God, the things, oh Father God, that the enemy tried to tempt him with, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh Father God, for your spiritual food, oh Father God, that you are nourishing our body with, oh Father God, because in your word, oh Father God, as man, oh Father God, does not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded, oh Father God, originally from your mouth, oh Father God. Oh, so we thank you for sustaining us, oh Father God, with the spiritual food that is needed, oh Father God, at this time, the understanding that is needed at this time, the wisdom that is needed at this time, the knowledge that is needed at this time in our lives, oh Father God, for you. So we thank you, oh Father God, for the things that you are sending to us, oh Father God, to equip us, oh Father God, and this time of our lives, oh Father God. We thank you for your armor also, Father God, especially the helmet of salvation, oh Father God, that we are able to quench, oh Father God, every fiery dart, oh Father God, and that our armor that you have given us to put on, oh Father God, is able to withstand every and anything that the enemy throws at us, oh Father God. So we thank you, oh Father God, for what you are doing in the lives of your people, oh Father God. We bless you, oh Father God. Oh, we honor you, oh Father God, because there's no one like you. Shalom.
Father, surely we give you the glory in this hour. We thank you that you have placed us in a time, Lord God, where you're calling us, Lord God, to literally, Lord God, be one with your spirit. You're calling us in a time, Lord God, where you are drawing us, Lord God, and you're placing us in, Lord God, a place of the cool of the day. You're causing us to be sensitive in the spirit to your voice. You're causing us, Lord God, to look unto you, which is the author and the finisher of our faith. You're causing us, Lord God, to take note and to take notice of that which is going on around us. Because you gave us assignments, and you say we will not be ignorant of any device that the enemy would attempt to come against the people of God with, that we may stand, Lord God, knowing that we're one with your kingdom. Because we know that the battle that we are in is against kingdoms. And Father, you have said it in your word that there will be, according to the book of Matthew, chapter 24, that nations will be against nations, and you will see kingdoms against kingdoms. There will be those that will come and say, lo, there he is. Look, come here. You say, do not abide by that. Do not submit to that. That we must hear your voice and know when you are speaking and when it is the enemy and when it is ourselves. Father God, we thank you even now that you are pressing us in the hour to press toward the mark for the higher call of God in Christ Jesus. We know that the hour that we're in, you are unfolding it according to your word. anything and everything, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, that you are showing us, we can find it in your word. And therefore, we pick up your word. We go forth with your word. We move in your word. But you have called us to the assignment of worshiping you, that we may know who you are, that we may be sensitive in the spirit to what you're saying. Father God, in the name of Yeshua, we lift up the body of believers, because it's moving swiftly, the things that we're seeing that's unfolding according to your word. Father God, we see that there are things that are manifesting across the globe. There are things, Lord God, that have been enacted that you say would be done. They didn't have to be done, but they would be done, because most often, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, when you've spoken to us to annihilate it, we did not. So we're praying for one another that we will shift into the place that when you say move, when you say move, when you say send forth that of the sword of the spirit, when you say annihilate, when you say tread, when you say trample, when you say speak, when you say decree, we will do it exactly as you say to do, that we will be watchful as your word has decreed in Ezekiel 33:3. We thank you even now, Lord God, as we are encouraging the body of Christ to move in that place. For Father God, you said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be upon the return of the Son of Man. And we pray in this hour, Lord God, that we are diligent. We are diligent to know in this hour what you are saying. We are diligent to know that there are things that are sweeping not only to hinder that of the elderly, but this thing is moving from the elder, from the oldest to the youngest. But you are setting up, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, your people that will not contend with the footmen, but you need those that will contend with the horsemen. You need those that would move in the realm of the spirit as you pull them with a lock of the hair as you did with Ezekiel. Father God, we pray in this hour, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, that you will cover the little ones. We speak and decree that the little ones are covered, that they move in the place, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, that they're hearing your voice and they are obeying. We move in even now in the name of Yeshua concerning that which has assignment against the young people. And we decree and declare in the name of Yeshua that we are sensitive and we cover those that are young. We cover our young people, as things have been, oh God, enacted and policies according to what your words say would happen, according to the book of Daniel, chapter 8, where you say policies, and by the craft of the one that would rise up, where we see policies that have been enacted, just like it was said, as what was unfolded in the 17 Sustainable Developmental Goals by the United Nations, Lord God, had unfolded in 2015, the same thing you showed us, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, concerning Daniel. And Lord God, you showed it to us concerning, Lord God, in the name of the book of Revelation. You showed us with those 17 goals what will happen, how the very people would be deceived, because you said in your word in the book of Daniel chapter 8, when the transgressor had come to the fore, you was not referencing to ones that did not know you. You was referencing to those that did. Lord God, I pray in this hour that we will be quickened by your spirit. My Father, you said after that transgressor would come to the fore, there will be one that would rise up understanding dark sentences. And Lord God, you said that there will be something that they would do, and that one that would rise up would come forth with policy and craft. So we would need to research the types of craft: Minecraft, Warcraft, witchcraft, deceptive craft, seductive craft, the different types of craft that the enemy will use against the body of believers, that we will literally stand with a boldness in this hour. For the book of Matthew have decreed upon us that we would know, and this
knowing of the kingdom. We must understand this gospel of the kingdom, that we would understand that there will be those that will rise up and say that they are, and will say that the Christ is who he is, but deceiving many. So we must stand with a boldness in this hour. We must stand as the body of believers, one, crushing and annihilating the forces of darkness. Lord God, that seductive spirit that has come forth, and now they're trans everything, transhumanism, transgendered, trans things that are seducing our people, drawing them into a place, Lord God, oh my Father, that you spoke of us, Lord God, many, many, many thousands of years ago, because it occurred in the book of Genesis. This is not anything new, because the trans occurred when the Nephilim went into the daughters of men. Father God, we pray in this hour that we would not be ignorant. We would not be ignorant, that we would understand our enemy is not our brother. It is not flesh and blood, but it's the principalities, the powers, the rules of darkness, the spiritual wickedness, and high places. We don't have time for this, which the enemy would attempt to do and creep into houses. My Father, you say leading silly women astray. We don't have time for that foolishness. We don't have time for the foolishness of beguilement, seduction, the snake heads and the spirit of Medusa. We must move quickly and expeditiously with the sword of the spirit to cut off the head of Medusa. We must cut off the head of that which you spoke about according to the book of Revelation chapter 2 concerning that woman Jezebel. You gave specifics because that person, taught your people, and it was a tolerance concerning sexual immorality and idolatry. It happened, Lord God, in Genesis. It happened there for every single book. You saw that there were those who tore it down and those that built it back up. There was a period of time they tore it down, and then things came back up. But we as the people of God must be watchful in this hour, that we will watch for one another, that the watchman would watch, that the watchman would warn, that the watchman would move into the place, not only to watch and to warn, but we are to pray, we are to annihilate, you are to move in that place, that we are to stand in this hour. My Father, we don't have time, Lord God, for the pettiness that the enemy has assigned against the people of the living God, because there are souls that are being snatched away. Our young ones are being snatched away because they're being taught wickedness. They're being taught deceptive practices. They're being taught new age, new thoughts. They're being taught secret societal things that are lacing their mind so they would not know the truth. But Father God, we have the opportunity now to cut it off according to Jeremiah chapter 1. We have the ability now to pluck it up and root it out. You gave us that assignment. You gave us that assignment, Lord God, that we are to protect those, Lord God. Protect the young ones. Protect them, my Father, those that are okaying, Lord God, the change in what you originally created, oh God, meant to be, Lord God, those who are accepting it is because the minds have been laced with a lie. The minds have been laced with a lie. But we as the people of God must pray. We must fast. We must walk. We must move into the place in the realm of the spirit with the stands that Daniel did, that he was not going to move no matter what setup occurred. We must stand with the stands that the three Hebrew boys did, where they say, no, sir. No, sir. We understand what you're saying, and we're not going to agree with that, which you are telling us that we must bow to. No, we know that our Father is able to deliver, but even if he do not, we will not bow down to the structure of what you are building. We will not bow down to the image of the beast, of a governmental system, a system that will control, a system that is beguiling, deceptive and wicked, a system that would not even want us to know who we are as a people. It is a lying wonder.
because we see it happening daily. There are people that are being taken down, snuffed out, placed in chains, placed in shackles, bewitched, betwixt. Oh my God, placed in a slap and wicker. But we have the ability, according to Psalms 149, to go into a realm of the spirit and worship, where we will worship our Father, where we will magnify him and adore him, where we will exalt him, where we will praise him, where we will dance before him. Lord God, we bow before him because we're not looking, Lord God, for men to give us applique, nor are we looking for men to give us slap on the back. Oh God, do we now serve men or do we serve God? Father God, we pray for those that are leaders, Lord God, to strengthen them, to encourage them, to where the enemy may have seduced them and brought into plots and plans, Lord God, that you did not intend. Lord God, we go into the realm of the spirit and we annihilate the forces of darkness with the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God, which is the Lord himself, who sits at the right hand of the Father, and he makes intercession for us. He is the same one that became the high priest. Therefore, there is no high priest on the earth ever again, because he is the only one that will fit that place. My Father God, that was the enemy has deceived and beguiled the men and women of God to think so. We pray against that which wrapped around their heads and caused their minds to see that which is outside of your word, Lord God, and your spirit. We decree and declare in the name of Yeshua, even as our Lord stood up, Lord God, when he was overwhelmed, and he said, Father, if you be thy will, remove this cup. And there was a shifting in the realm of the spirit where he said, not my will, because he shifted back in the spirit. It doesn't mean that you won't go through things, but it means that even when you go through, when you're overwhelmed, there's a point where the enemy thought he got you down for the last time, but you rose up and said, nevertheless, not my will, but the Father's will be done. This is a place where we have to move in this hour, because this wicked thing, my Father, it is out to get the littlest one, because it wants to trans their mind into believing the way that the world system, this one world governance that is moving swiftly. We must read that. We must read the book of Revelation to understand what the Father is saying in this hour. And therefore, I encourage the people of God to be bold in this hour, not bold in arrogance, not bold in pride, but bold in humility, being at a place where we are submitting to the spirit of the Almighty God. And he said, when we submit, then we're able to resist the devil and he will flee from us. We're able to speak according to things that the Father will show us, Lord God, in the wee hours. Oh, my Father, we thank you even now. We're not playing with this thing because we understand that there was something that occurred during the time of Noah. That's why the Father said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be upon the turn of the Son of Man. Because it was a copacetic. Everything was going viral. Everything was a fluff. It was an overflowing, but did not even know what hit them. That's what the word of God said. I'm coming to the book of Genesis, that they did not even know until the flood waters, which the gates opened up from the heavens, and even the fountains from the deep opened up every place that water could come and came. They did not even know until it hit. And only 8 made it. But look at this, beloved, my Father God, as we're praying in this hour, we decree and declare that we would not be ignorant, because there was Nephilim that was before the flood. Yes, that satanic deity that was thrown out of heaven with Lucifer. They went into the daughters of men, and therefore we crush and annihilate that satanic force now, so that they came, because they rose up again after the flood, but they rose up in the spirit. My Father God, even today we see that same Nephilim spirit going into my house, causing people to be trans, but we crush and annihilate that force. Father God, we surely give your name the glory even now in this hour, and we bless you both now and forever, Father. We bless your name.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreTheLetterU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Join Prophet Laron Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Laron Matthews on Facebook and Laron Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet Laron Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read.
Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. presents
Love, the Unfinished Chapter. The brand new read by Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. It's available now.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreYou.org.
That's WeRestoreYou, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com. Or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreYou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Ph.D. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful. Of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! For all my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes you have.
All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, the goodness of God.
God bless the people of God, and I welcome you today to another prophetic experience time. And I welcome each and every one of you, those who are joining us far and near. We bless the Lord for you, you and you are today. Come on and join us. I tell you, there is a word from the Lord for your life on today. And I certainly know that you're going to be blessed tremendously by the word of the Lord God. Those of you who are joining us, thank you, intercessors and prayer warriors and kingdom gifts and ministry voices. We bless the Lord for you, you and you all today. Certainly, we honor the Lord from far and near. Please share, those who are joining us, real quickly, share with others that they may be blessed on today with this word from the Lord. You're going to be tremendously blessed. There are so many things that the Lord is releasing to us and for us on today. So certainly, I want to continue to engage us into the information that God wants to be released to the people of God and the kingdom of God. Bless you. Those who are joining us, please let us know what city, country, and nation you're listening in from on today. We certainly want you to be blessed too as well. Let us know where you're reaching us from and your frequencies. Certainly we want to connect with you, you and you, and you, you and you on today. I believe there's a powerful word from the Lord for your life on today, and certainly you don't want to miss what the Lord is saying and speaking. And so we thanking God for those who are connecting with us from whatever part of the country you're listening in today. Bless the Lord for you on this day and honor the Lord for you on this day. We're giving God praise, glory, and honor once again. If you're a first-time listener, please let us know. Thank you. Thank you there from Louisiana. Bless you from Chicago, Illinois. Bless you on today. Thank you. Let us know where you're listening in from. We're blessing the Lord for each and every one of you. We want to bless the people of God. There's so much information I want to release to you, you and you, from whatever part of the country you're listening in from. We don't want you to miss it. We want you to know that God will is to be done on today. God bless you. And actually, this is, thank you, Georgia, for joining us today. You're in this region. Please look forward to seeing many of you today as the Lord lead us to share God's word. Those of you who are connecting with us, please share with others because they're going to be blessed by the word of God. Those of you who are coming in, if you're first-timers, please let us know that you're first-time listening in. This is going to be a prophetic day as well. I'm going to be ministering prophetically to some of you all who are joining us on this day. I tell you, God is moving by his spirit, by his presence, by his power, and you will be blessed on today. So I thank God for you, and you that are joining us in this atmosphere here. Continue to share with others. We thank God for the announcement. Please cover yourself accordingly to the dates, time, and events, because we're coming to a city near you, and we would love for you to join us in these particular city, towns, and regions. All right, pray with us if you would. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, we honor you, we glorify, we magnify, we magnograph your name. Father, we thank you right now for your word. We thank you for the presence and the glory of your word. We thank you for doing things supernaturally for us, in us, and through us, touching the lives of your people. Father, we ask right now that you will move swiftly in this season over the many lives of the men and women of God who need a word from you today. Cover them, Lord. Strengthen them. In the name of Jesus, we bind up the hand of the enemy, and we're pulling down strongholds and assignments that would try to deviate us from the course of our mandate. Father, I thank you for it, and we give you praise, glory, and honor, and it is so in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. And amen to the Lamb of God. All right, bless you on last week. Now, last week we talked about some very pivotal things on last week that I believe was life-changing for many of you all and some of the things we shared. And I believe today is just going to engage you into a greater understanding and clarity. Now, you really want to share with others. I believe they will be blessed tremendously by what's getting ready to unveil and unfold in these next between. I want people to mark this day down between now, the 25th. Now, the 25th, I'm going to lead into most of the this month and taking us into the new year. You're going to see, hear, and know that it's God's will concerning these events and things that are going on. All right, I want to take you to the word of the Lord God from the book of Daniel. Now, we have been teaching from Daniel, but this is going to be very important today, what I'm going to share, which is going to be very, very important today. And what I'm going to share with you is the preparation. This is a preparation. And many prophetic people, I want to once again let you know that those of you who are prophetic people, when I say prophetic people, I'm not talking about the office of a prophet. I'm talking about those who know how to tap into the mysterious of God, and they know how to connect with the mysteries of the kingdom, but the mystery of the kingdom of God through the word of God, and they know how to receive it, and then they know how to release the revelation of it, and so that the kingdom of God can come alive in their lives. And many of you, you're experiencing a heavy assault in the spirit realm. Some of you are experiencing in the spirit realm some major fallouts. I want to give some more information for you all in the spirit realm, and many things that God is revealing to us right now. And one of the key things I want to share with you all today that is really going to bless you, the men and women of God today, is that we have to be prepared to know in the kingdom of God what exactly is the attacks that are coming against you. God bless you, men, servants. God bless you, those who are joining us from different areas and different parts of the United States. Thank you for joining us. I want to take your attention to the word of God from the book of Daniel. We've been sharing from the book of Daniel for approximately the last 7 years, but this particular teaching is very critical for many of us who are flowing the prophetic realm. So I want you to know that many of the words that you've been preaching and teaching, whether it's the word of knowledge, word of wisdom, word of encouragement, word of exhortation, that your words are not going to fall to the ground. Your words are being distracted by the enemy. And the enemy is trying to delay things. He can't stop it, but there can be a delay. But what God is doing in this season, he's teaching us how to handle the word, but in handling the word, the right timing of the word, so that when it manifests itself, those who are engaging in the prophetic word will know exactly what the word means, the assignment on the word, and the mandate. I even want to take it to this level. Many of you in this season, you're carrying titles, and these are titles that we're handling, but they're titles based upon man-made titles in the fivefold ministry. But this will be a dispensation of those who are specializing, specialists in their area of ministry. And the reason being, we have too many people in other people's position, in other people's lane. And it's causing a breach, it's causing a delay, it's causing hindrance, and it's causing distraction to the kingdom of God. And the men and women of God have to get in their own position, in their lane, and not what someone told you your lane was, but know who you are in the kingdom of God. You have to be a specialist in this hour to deal with what we are dealing with and the forces that we're up against. Now, I'm going to take you to Daniel chapter 6. This is Daniel chapter 6, and we're going to read here from Daniel chapter 6 and open you up to the mysterious of the kingdom of God and what's getting ready to befall us in the weeks ahead. Now, last week, I mentioned this to many of you all last week. This is actually part 3 of the teaching, the government vaults are being opened, part 3. Now, when I started part 1, many of you, if you go back to part 1, you'll find out that the United States government took a snapshot of me sharing, and then that following week, what happened with the president, the former president, when they went into his house and opened up the vault, I told you that was part one that happened that week. Last week, we shared with the people of God that there's going to be some things happening in the government, in our government. You saw many things happen. They just passed some sweeping laws. And then I shared with the people, one of the things the Lord said to me as it relates to the royal family, it's not the transition of Queen Elizabeth, but on Monday, many of you heard that Harry and Meghan are heading right back to, they're heading home now. They're getting ready to take that rightful position. Now, this was Monday. Now, if you go back and Google this, you'll find out on Monday what happened on Monday. The media and the world media said Harry and Meghan are heading back to Britain. They're taking their rightful place. Now, I told people the transition cannot happen into what? What did I say to many of you last week? Until the position is prepared. You have to be made ready. Or I take it to this level. There cannot be a succession until God prepares that individual to be in position. In other words, what am I saying now to many of you? In the kingdom of God, God will never take anybody out until they're, until the person in position is ready to handle that position. So now you're getting ready to see a major transition as it relates to the royal family and things that are happening. But I want to shift this for a minute because some of you right now, prophetic people, are dealing with a major battle fatigue. Some of the intercessors are in intercession. You've been taking hits. You've been taking hits that you were not supposed to take. And a lot of the hits that you've been taking that you were not supposed to be taking because people have pushed you into their assignment and they're delaying your destiny. People have pushed you into their assignment and delaying their destiny. Not that you're not going to stand in intercession, but sometimes we can stay in a place too long, and it can cause us to take hits. Let me give you a perfect example. If somebody puts you in their assignment and you're taking hits for that assignment and they're not willing to release that assignment, but they just putting you there so they can go through a temporary grief or a temporary pain or something that is happening. You're in that assignment and you're fighting, but you're still taking hits from them because they have not released themselves or let that assignment go or let whatever that is in their life go, and you're taking hits. So many of us taking major hits from people who are not going to release themselves from the damage, release themselves from the issue, release themselves from things that they're battling. So you're taking these major hits based upon stepping into assignment that God needed to deal with people on, especially as it relates to what they're dealing with, what they're going through in this particular season, time, and hour. Now, Daniel, in the book of Daniel, you're going to find out here in the book of Daniel what Daniel had to take on and the duty for which he had to take on. Because, thanks to God, what we're watching in this precipitation in the land, we're watching in the precipitation of the land, especially as it relates to what we call climate control. It's literally a climatic shift. Climate control is surrounded based upon the nature of sin. It has nothing to do with anything else but the nature of sin or the spirit of it, or the spirit of Nimrod. And there's many people that are trying to exalt themselves. And so when you see people exalting themselves, you see the climate rejecting them. And what you're watching is a climate rejection because there are spirits that are trying to exalt themselves in the earth realm or the kingdom. And when you see that, you're going to see the climatic shift in temperature and precipitation. And so the climatic shift right now is a going up and a coming down, because those who are trying to exalt themselves, they have reached a peak and they cannot go any further. So the climatic precipitation in the earth realm is causing a shift in the very will and counsel of the universe. You have demonic forces that are trying to force those who are in next from getting to those positions. And you're watching a succession of forces that are trying to take over. So what you're viewing now is a strong wind or climatic shift. And the climatic shift has to deal with a lot of the melon people, what's going on in the precipitation of who you are. And that's the key determining factor of what's getting ready to happen as you move into the month of September and we're going into the Judaic calendar and with the new year. And those who follow the Gregorian calendar, they'll be off-dated. You have people that are on track prophetically, and then you have those who think they're on track, but they're operating in an illusion. That's why the highest level of our government is dealing with the dementia realm instead of the spirit of dimension, or operating in the dimensions or the spiritual realm of the Lord God. I'm going to take you, let's go here into the Word of God from the book of Daniel chapter number 6. And let's go into this, and we're going to flow in the prophetic with ministering to some of you. Some of you, especially those of you who said, Pastor, I need strength. There are certain people that there's a strong spirit of suicide invading a lot of people right now. That's a strong spirit of suicide on high-level people right now. And so we're taking authority over that spirit that want to shift you from your position and shift you from the place of victory and where God wants to take you at right now. So I'm speaking to those of you who have been battling with that thought and feeling that the enemy, that things are not going to go the way God said they were going to go. No, they're going the way God said they're going to go, absolutely. And you're not missing it. You're just dealing with a strong spirit that wants to distract you and hinder you from reaching that critical place that God is doing for you right now. Okay, let's move into the Word of God from the book of Daniel chapter 6. Now, this Daniel chapter 6 here is Daniel is now over the King Darius gave Daniel authority over the spiritual realm. He gave him authority over 120 provinces because of what? An excellent spirit in him, the excellent spirit that was in him. And he gave him over the whole realm, over those realms. And over those realms, he had power and the authority to make critical decisions. And some of you, God have you over realms, and you don't know that you're over those realms because you're being distracted by other people who are trying to shift you out of your position and out of the portals for which God has opened unto you. And there's a compromise, there's a spirit of compromise that the enemy is trying to open so that many of us, we won't make it to this pivotal month of September, October, and November that's going to engage many of you into some of the greatest levels of your life. And let me give you a perfect example. Right now, over in Uganda, they have discovered hundreds of tons of gold. Gold, this is gold. Over $15 trillion in gold. Now, listen to this, people of God. That's enough to save many economies. Now, if you're understanding power of what God is doing, you're understanding what's being revealed to the world and what's being revealed to many of us and what's coming to pass for the lives of the believers. That's why you're watching those who are carrying paper currency are not able to survive because the currency is not in their favor any longer. God has shifted the entire portals of wealth, and he has shifted the entire portals of the dimensions of the people of God. Now, let me take you over to a scripture. Keep Daniel there. Let me explain to you what's getting ready to happen for you. And we're going to have some church this morning. Look, put that down. We're getting ready to have some church this morning. So many of you will understand what I'm saying here is exactly to the detail. Now listen to this. Listen to this spiritual dimension that some of you are in, and you are carriers right now of the temple of God and the things that's getting ready to be open unto you at this season. Now let's go into the word of the Lord God. Now don't leave Daniel. I'm sharing something with you. All right. This is Haggai chapter 2. Now Haggai chapter 2, verse number 1, but I want to take you to Haggai chapter 2. Now Haggai chapter 2 is all about calling the people to complete the temple, rebuilding of the temple, the actual temple that is going to be rebuilt. And it's talking to the people of Jerusalem and those who have been in exile. You're getting ready to see the return. And many of us went through 2019, 2020, 2021. 2022 is one of the most pivotal times of our life right now. 2022 is pivotal time of our life. Now, how do you know 2022 is a pivotal time? Why did they come up with a monkey disease? Because they want to let everyone know that the COVID didn't take you out, the ovarian didn't take you out, all of these other things didn't take you out. So what we want to do, we want to create a monkey disease. And this monkey disease, you know what a monkey disease, you know what a monkey is? A monkey clowns around. So when they gave you the monkey disease, what they're selling to the world is that we're showing you that those who have the monkey mentality, we're going to still keep you clowning around. Because, see, most people are focused on the disease instead of focused on going viral in the midst of the virus. And some of you right now, I can speak for myself, the pandemic was an opportunity for me. And if you didn't seize the opportunity, you're going to miss it. Because what's getting ready to happen is trillions of dollars are getting ready to be released now back into the hands of the people, and the people don't know it. Because when you look at the climate control, the infrastructure control, you're watching what's getting ready to be released back to the people of God. But if you focus it on a virus, you will not go viral, because fear will stifle faith. If you have faith, you will move beyond the demonic forces that are coming against us. Many of you didn't even know. They got almost $3 or $4 billion earmarked for the church world. It's already earmarked. Already earmarked. Set in place. Now let me share something with you so you can be blessed. Now listen to this carefully so you can understand this. I want everybody to follow me. Now, Haggai, it said, in the seventh month, in the 1 20th day of the month, the seventh month and the 1 20th day of the month, came the word of the Lord by the prophet Haggai, saying, speak now, O Zerubbabel, to the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and Joshua, the son of Josedech, the high priest, and to the residue of the people, said, who is left among you that saw this house in its first glory? Who is left among you that saw the house in its first glory? Here's what he said. And how do you see it now? It is not in your eyes as comparison of as nothing. Yet now, being strong, O Zerubbabel, says the Lord, and be strong, O Joshua, son of Joseph, that the high priest, and be strong, all ye people of the land, says the Lord, and work. I am with you, says the Lord of hosts, according to the word that I covenant with you when you came out of Egypt, so my spirit remaineth among you. So the spirit of God remaineth among us. Even though it was at that time, that spirit remaineth among us. Things did not change. Things did not change. That spirit of Nimrod wanted to create a portal to heaven. And that spirit is trying to use others to open up these portals. And what's happening, you got demonic forces through people are trying to open up portals, changing the climate of the earth realm. The climate of the earth realm is in the favor of God's people. So they're trying to open up these portals, and the climate is confusing the element of many of these people, scientists, research, archaeologists. theologian, those who are dealing with systematic theology. God is shifting the climate right now. And everything in the climate is working in the favor of God's people. It's not working against us, what the enemy is trying to do. He's trying to intimidate you. He's trying to intimidate you. These demonic portals are not being opened. It's many of us being fooled that you can't reach this place in the kingdom of God. So you're giving up and you're giving access to the enemy. Don't give the enemy any access right now. Things are being opening in this season. And I'm telling you, men and women of God, as soon as you see the finite of what's getting ready to happen in the Vatican. Now, listen to this, thanks to God. I want everybody to hear this. You can go check this out right now. The Jesuit order, the Jesuit set up a fund some years ago for blacks who were slavery. Now, listen to this. The Jesuit did this. They set up a fund to raise $100 million to pay back blacks who they kept enslaved. The Jesuit did with the Catholic Church. They had this fund set up. Now, you can go Google it. The report was they didn't reach all of the funds, the money for the $100 million. Now, isn't it interesting? When the priest was messing with all of these boys, they gave them $600 million. $600 million for messing with boys. But what they did now is those who were enslaved, listen to this, those who were enslaved, blacks who were enslaved, the Jesuit order, they set up an account so they can raise money. So what they're doing, they wanted to raise money for the slaves, black slaves who were enslaved, but when they got caught up in that homosexual spirit and messing with boys, they were sued and gave millions of dollars out, almost $1 billion, and lost 2 billion members, Catholic Church. And listen to this. I want to try to understand what's getting ready to happen in this transition. Now, if what I'm seeing in the spirit will be a transition, you're gonna have three popes now. You're gonna have the incoming pope. Listen to this: the incoming pope now, who's withering, is talking about resigning. He's stepping down. You already have one pope already in office. They put him away because he's dealing with a heavy, strong spirit dementia. Now, the next in succession, listen to this, people of God. The next pope in succession is a black man. You can study him. He's next in line. So you got to understand the power and the portals that have been opened right now. What's been opened? What's going back to the original form? See, what you're seeing right now is you're watching what's getting ready to be loose. Now, the spirit, because anytime chaos hit the earth realm against any country, any nation, any people, they raise up black leadership and because they have no power, because the dimension we're in is the power and the ability to be able to change the climate. You got to understand how Yeshua was in position. And how things were aligned in position. So that's why you saw three prime minister. And we look at the word prime minister, premier. Look at British prime minister. He resigned. That means the premier. Then you saw the Italian prime minister resign. That's premier. So when you saw the British prime minister resign, you know there's a transition getting ready to happen in the royal family. When you saw the Italian prime minister resign, you prepared to see the transition in the Vatican, the Jesuit order. When you saw Israel prime minister resign, then you're watching that Israel is not a land, it's a people who God prepared the land for. I hope y'all understand that. Israel was not a land, it was a people that God prepared the land for. You are the temple, and so you're coming back to the position for which God had mandated. So you're watching three world governments in existence. Now, watch what you're getting ready to see, getting ready to manifest from Asia. Because if you find out what not Japanese, not China, it was another country, they asked the president not to send Nancy Pelosi over there. They didn't want her to come over there, that nation. See, she what Jezebel wants, she wants, she's going on behalf of the Ahab spirit. Y'all just missed it. See, she going on, because Ahab wanted the garden name out. Now, he had the nine kingdoms. Ahab had the nine kingdoms. And he lost the nine kingdoms, wanting somebody else's vineyard. And when he cried like a baby for the vineyard, he cried to his wife Jezebel, and Jezebel wrote a decree, and she sent out a decree in the land that to take out Naboth's garden, who garden was just in the midst of the palace. Now, here this Ahab got all the kingdoms of the world, but Jezebel, her crybaby husband, cried for another man's vineyard, and he had the kingdom. And she murdered him to give him a vineyard when he had the kingdom. See, you as believers, we have to know what's at stake. Write that down. You must know what's at stake right now in the kingdom. See, there's much at stake right now in this window that we're in. There's a lot at stake. And what's at stake now is at the pivotal place in the earth realm. Let me read on down. Verse 5. He said, according to the word that I covenant with you when you came out of Egypt, so my spirit remained among you. Fear not. Here's what he said. For thus said the Lord of hosts, once it is a little while, and I will shake the heaven and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all of the nations. Now listen to this. The nation, all of the nations are being shaken, and the desires of all the nations shall come, and I will fill the house with glory, says the Lord of hosts. Now listen to this. Verse 8. He said, the silver is mine, and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. Now you see what happened over in Uganda? All of those, all that gold that's been sold, it's all God's. Now, here's what it says. And the glory of the latter house shall be greater than that of the former, said the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, said the Lord of hosts. So we're watching the manifestation of the unloosing of what belongs to God's people. Now, isn't it interesting? They couldn't kill you in 2019 with the setup. They couldn't kill you with 2020. They couldn't take you out with the setup of 2019. They couldn't kill some of you in 2020. They couldn't make you lose your mind, go commit suicide in 2021 and lose everything you had. So in 2022, they already knew what was getting ready to be loose. The Gogarian calendar, the spirit of Nimrod, was trying to set up a strategy, those ancient spirits and those ancient teachings and all of those ancient orders were setting these things up. Now they have reached the pinnacle. And when they reach the pinnacle, they can't father. When you reach the pinnacle of the celestial realm, you can't go any further but come down. And those who know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, you can move into from the celestial into the terrestrial. You can move into the spiritual mysteries of God. And the mysteries of the word of God is coming alive. So all of the false and all of the things, the narrative they created are not working any longer. They don't have the power to do it. That's why you see those prime minister, which means supreme people, who's raised up by Nimrod, the supreme realm, have no power. They're coming down. So those who are going up, you think the prophecy is not coming to pass. It's in a breach. There's a coming down. There's a going up. And was watching this Babylonian system collide. It's colliding. That's why they went into the different world. When those demonic spirits came together, it was to bring the people of God down and the kingdom of God down. And they can't do it because of who we are and the power that's been released. The strong man, power of the strong man, which dominated at one time, does not have the power any longer to dominate. You can't create a war and win it when you don't have enough power. When God holds something, it sets things in place, and you're going to see the presence and the power of God manifest for his people right now. Almost any day now. There's something getting ready to happen almost any day. Last week, when I told the people last week, and if many of you have been following me over the last several months and years, I would say something on this Sunday platform, and you will see it happen either Monday or Tuesday. When I said, when I told the people, Queen Elizabeth, it ain't her time to leave because a replacement is not in place, the following day, what happened? The world heard that Prince Harry and Meghan is heading back to Buckingham Palace and back to Windsor Tower. They're coming back because they was not in position or place. You have to be in a certain place. And for many of you who understand the prophetic, and especially if you operate in the apostolic authority, you have to understand to have power, you got to dominate a certain place. Nimrod, he was building a tower up. God had to come and confuse the people and change their language. So God is bringing everything into divine order. That's why you see many of you fighting right now. You know why many of you are in a fight right now? Because you're out of divine order. Some of your houses are out of order. Some women's, you're out of order. Some men's, you're out of order. And things got to come into divine order. They have to come into alignment. And once those things come into alignment, you're going to see a breakthrough come out. You're going to see your prophetic realm will be open with clarity. And things will begin to happen exactly to the plan of God. And when those things come to the plan of God, some of you better thank God. Don't jump on me for this, because I know a lot of religious people don't jump on me. Some of you better thank God you divorced before 2021 was in effect. Some of you thank God you bailed out of some stuff, because that DNA did not match the destiny of your wealth quarter. You would have been spiritually and mentally bankrupt. You would have not survived what you had right now. You're in a critical time cycle in the earth realm. And I'm not an advocate of divorce, but I'm definitely of a helicost and a holocaust calling it Pentecost, and it ain't nothing, and it's pinning you up. But what I'm saying now is everything is coming into the prophetic alignment. So God is literally bringing men and women of God into his aligning, his alliances. And you're going to see the manifestation of alliances that are coming. And it's coming together for the advancement of the kingdom of God. And you're seeing those alliances are coming together. And many people, you're able to see those alliances coming together. And some of you are afraid. Why? Because you're still holding baggage of past things in your life, and the baggage of those past things in your life is delaying your alliances, because fear is trying to stifle faith. The problem is not faith. The problem is fear stepping out and going into that next level, stepping out without letting somebody get your ear about your past. You stop letting these stifle-minded and these wicked people talk about your rap sheet, and they got a rap sheet too. And they won't wrap their sheet up, but you willing to deal with your rap sheet, because where God is taking you and what he's doing right now for many of you. Some of you, you're going to see in the next, and I'm telling you, mark this down, 30 days, put 30 days down. In the next 30 days, you're going to see the rise and a fall of a leader. And you're going to watch how there's going to be a fear that's going to grip the nation. Oh, it's going to shift the nation. And many people are going to be surprised to see what's getting ready to happen. It's going to be surprised. You're going to be surprised. But it's not going to be a surprise to the prophetic people, because what's already done is going to happen. Now, watch what's going to happen. The media is going to try to hide it. They're going to try to hide it. What they're going to do, they're going to try to hide it. And then you're going to hear, that I didn't know that person left, because they're going to try to hide it. But it will not be able to be here, because it's going to be far greater than your imagination. It's going to be far greater than what people are seeing and what people are viewing. You're going to see it. And y'all, and And right now, we need to pray, and I'm saying this in the spirit, we need to pray for a certain black leadership right now. Because it's almost like this certain black leader will be leaving here. So we gotta pray for a certain black leader right now. Right now. I'm telling you, I'll start praying right now. Because you might hear next week. But I'm telling you, it's going to shift a whole lot. Because his replacement ain't even in a position. See, there are certain people that replacement are not in position. They there, but they've been used. So what God will do, he'll raise up somebody to step in the stead for that man or that woman of God. So the church, see, everybody's trying to run back to a building. Listen to this. Everybody's trying to run back to a building, but their temple is not in order. Let me say that again. Let me say that again, Sister Lynette Warren, this is a word for you. Everybody's trying to run back to a building, but their temple is not in order. You're trying to run to a building, but your temple ain't even in order. See, what God is doing right now, and you know why? Because many of you, thank you, Holy Ghost, thank you, Holy Ghost. Listen to this. This is a prophetic word for somebody right now. As a matter of fact, this is a prophetic word. I told you, God, I'm flowing in the prophetic now, too. This word is for you. Let me go down here so I can get this word. I'm going through my page here. I got to pull this down. Now, Sister Fraser, now listen to this. This is a word for you. This is a word for you. There are some inventions that you have right now. There's some things that God has for you right now, woman of God. And I want you to listen to this. There's some things that God has specifically earmarked for you right now that's getting ready to shift the whole climate of your business plan. I see you have some things. I see the word 20. Now I see the word 32. 30, I don't even know what your age is right now, but I see the word 32. I don't know if this was supposed to be happening at age 32 or where you're at right now. But I want you to understand this right now. Very critical and very pivotal right now where you're at with the Lord. That the Lord has things strategically in place. And there is a particular person, and this person is almost like she's just like a celebrity type of lady. And God is going to use you mightily to shift her entire life because this lady's going to be like she's literally ready to quit, throwing it down, almost suicidal. And God's going to use you in a pivotal way. So where you at right now in the kingdom of God is so strategic. See, what people say, okay, you have to be in a church building. No, you have to be in position. Oh, good God Almighty. Oh, I feel that thing. That's all you see. Listen to this. Some of you have to be in position. So God is saying, just be in position. Because see, what people are trying to do, they're trying to lock you in. But you have to be in position, men and women of God. And what's getting ready to be loose is those who are in position. So women of God, you got to be in position right now. And your being in position will give you more power than being in a building that will lock you in. Because I said, God said, tell my people, get in position. Get in position. If you're in position, Sister Sabrina Daniel, you're gonna your next several weeks is gonna shift things. Because you're getting in position. There's some things that you've been frustrated about, woman of God. You've been asking the Lord, how did I get here? Because what you did is like I'm looking at 6 years ago, your premature decision shifted you where you at. Now God said, I'm bringing you back, and the battle is tough. Even some things you're talking to the Lord about right now, there's some things that you said to the Lord right now, Lord, I'm trying to get my health back. There's some other things that you're trying to advance. There's some creative things you're right. Matter of fact, there's some things that the Lord said tell you to go back to in your study. There's some research that you did. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. I feel this thing. There's some research that you've done, woman of God. You had some research that you've done, and you turned it in, and you got credit for it. But they using your research, some of your project and some of your assignments, they using it right now. You don't even know it. See, you got to see one of the things about the wittiness of us. We have all of these creative things that we have the ideas, their assignment to universities, their assignment to professors, their assignment to those who are in medicine, their assignment to a certain company, but their assignment to them, but it's research for us. I mean, it's assignment for us, but it's research to them. There you go. It's research for them, but it's assignment for us. So they're taking your research, your assignment, and using it for their research. So it's coming out. Oh, yeah, it's coming out. Everything is coming out open. It's getting ready to open far greater than you ever expand. There's some of you expanding right now. And I can guarantee you, some of you are at a top, you're at a high place in your mind. Now, this is for some of you right now. And Sister Debbie Ward, you might well go ahead and do what God told you to do. That you own that job. You got all of this talent in you. I'm prophesying. This is a prophetic word for how you right now. I told you I'm moving in the prophetic dude. You own a job. How in the world you can move billions of dollars? Now listen to this. And move billions of dollars for corporations. And you can't make this little move that's going to bless your life a billion times over. That's a word for you. I'm throwing that out there. That's for free. That's for free. Because you got to get past the fear of, you got to get past that dimension of things that's trying to stifle where God is taking some of you right now in this season of your life. This is a very pivotal time right now. Let me go back to the person that was talking about the invention. That's Sister Diamond. This is for you. And so right now, actually, 3 years ago, where God had you at right now, where you at right now, 3 years ago, you were supposed to have your own business. You were supposed to have people working under you right this moment. 3 years ago. 3 years ago. You were supposed to have been in a high-level position. You were supposed to be in a seven-figure right now. Right now, you were supposed to be at a seven-figure income right now. You let Ahab rehab your life. Okay, let me slow down. Let me slow down. See, you can't let Ahab get in there. Because where some of you are at right now, it's very pivotal for where God is taking you. We let people shift our life where we're supposed to be at. Matter of fact, some of you, where God's supposed to, where you're supposed to be at right now, you're going to see in the next several weeks, God's going to accelerate some things you never thought you would be at. This is an accelerated time. Some of you are going to accelerate far beyond time. And you got to be ready. you got to be ready. I mean, you got to be ready right now. And there are even some things with people. This is for you, a woman of God. Even some things with people, you won't be able to tell some of your friends certain things, woman of God, because I'm going to tell you right now, I can see three people, and they're very jealous of you. And this is for you, Sister Sabrina. This is for you. They're jealous of you, and the Lord is cutting a family cord that's been, and that thing been hunting you. It's been hunting you. And once God moves that out the way, your whole life is gonna expand. It's gonna expand. Ooh. It's gonna expand. I'm telling you, it's gonna expand. And that book that you was writing on, that book for that college is gonna be like a project for a university. It's going to be a powerful project. God is working out all the details. Ooh, I'm prophesying to somebody today. Y'all grabbing this word today? This is a prophetic word for some of you. I'm talking about the government vault. Look at somebody say, the government vault is being opened. This is part three. It's been open to many of you right now. God is opening everything up to the exact dimension in the spiritual realm. Latte beshete beho sakadebe. Because everything is coming around right now. And many of you, between now and the end of the month, going into September, position yourself. And I'm telling you, position your frequency. When I say position your frequency, cut out the middleman. There's somebody that God is getting ready to bless from China. There's going to be a door open for you in China, over in Asia. It's going to be a major door that's going to blow your mind. And some of you who are, those of you who are operating in music, those of you who operate in worship, those of you who are in flow and praying and praise dance, this window that you're going into, God is giving you a soundtrack anointing. Somebody write that down, a soundtrack anointing. What's being loose is going to overturn the virus in your mind by the many people. People are looking, Jeromeville, for the anointing and the oil on your life, man of God. There's a sound in you that is so strategic. It's frustrating you right now. There are things you're writing. You feel like you lost 7 years right now, sitting there. You lost 7 years. Feel like you lost 7 years. You're so frustrated with people that are around you. But the Lord said, tell you, don't be frustrated. I'm getting ready to elevate you in this season. I'm going to bring you out of some things. There's some things inside you, man of God. You can't go back to the old religious system of family, religious system of people. See, what God said he's doing for you right now, he's moving you outside of you. You, many of y'all remember when in 2 Corinthians 12, when Paul said, rather in the body, out of the body, I don't know. But he was moving to certain dimensions. Some of you right now are in your body, but out of your body because of where God is taking you. Some of you are in a powerful place in the kingdom of God. This is a word for the man of God here. Let me get this word to the man of God here. Let me go down my list because I saw him jump on my screen here. This is a prophetic word for you. Let me go down here. This is brother William O.J. Taylor. Let me know if you're on that, man of God. This is a prophetic word for you. Good God Almighty. Ooh, praise. Yeah, that's a whole shot. This is a powerful word for you. I'm releasing the word to some of y'all, to the people of God. Y'all let me know. Now, listen to this. When you get on, let me know, man of God, because I want to release this word to you. Some of you right now have to understand where God has you right now in this season of your life. And in this season of your life, God said, I'm taking you back to the original place. But in this original place, you won't take back people and things that were at that place. Ooh, I'm prophesying. I'm taking you back to the original place. But you're not taking the people and the things that you had at that original place with you. Because I'm doing something in you that's strategic, that's going to be life-changing. So as you move into this new month that's coming up, some of your lives will never be recycled. I'm not taking you back to recyclable things. I'm taking you back into a cycle of me. So that you will walk, breathe, and live into this prophetic place in the spiritual dimension. Shanda, Lissi Kadoho, I'm showing you my glory outside of you. Some of you can't contain what you really want to say. And God have you silenced right now because you can't release it. Isaac Booz, because God has his hand on you. He has his hand on where you're at right now. This window that some of us are getting ready to tap into, ooh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Y'all ain't seen nothing what's getting ready to shift in Washington, D.C. Oh, yeah, the Holy Ghost just gave that to me. You ain't seen nothing that's getting ready like what's going to happen in D.C., the District of Columbia, Washington, D.C. You ain't seen nothing what's getting ready to take Washington, D.C. by storm. Oh, my shit, that level also. Look at somebody say, no recyclable season. Don't go back to recyclable things, recyclable paper, recyclable individual. What I'm doing in you is different. And it's going to require such a powerful presence, kingdom of God. Because I'm opening you up to such a powerful place in the things that I'm doing for you. There's an appearance. Some of you have been having angelic visitation and you've been getting scared and running. Some of you have been having angelic visitation, and you thought it was the devil. It wasn't the devil. God, it was the angels visiting you, to release, to come for your words. Ooh, thank you, Holy Ghost. But there's some people, the angels been coming for your words, and you got afraid. Because they're coming for your words. They're coming for what you talk to the Lord about. See, what that spirit of Nimrod and that spirit of Baal and that ancient Jesuit order came into effect all that between 2010 and 2015, and it made an assault in 2019. And that's why they had you, Dr. Fauci, the head of all, who worked with those government agencies and some of those other political leaders. That's why you see all of them stepping down, leaving, resigning, walking away. They're leaving because they reached that pivotal place where they can't go any further. That's why what you're seeing is the climatic shift over in the Arctic climate, the snow climate, the Arctic climate. And that Arctic climate of the Earth realm, you're watching, why do you see the ice melting? Because those marine realms, those ancient marine realms are manifesting themselves. The ancient marine realms that are frozen under that 100 feet of water, 100 mile water. When Queen Elizabeth, now listen to this. You got to understand that two seas that are very critical, the Black Sea and the Caribbean Sea, those seas are like hundreds of miles deep under the water. Under those realms are forces. That's why you said unusual creativity in the earth realm. Unusual creatures being unleashed. And some of these creatures are coming out looking like human faces because of what we're watching in the earth realm, the climatic shifting that's happening in the land. And you're watching it unleash itself right now. Why? Because that spiritual dimension has been opened. That's why the Lord, where the Lord God says, I gave man dominion over what? The fish of the sea, the fowl of the air. But when you let the virus affect you from going viral, you don't have dominion, you have fear. And the enemy is using fear. That's why many of the children that's being born in 2019, 2020, 2021, these are pivotal young children, and you have to protect them. You remember earlier this year that all of a sudden they said we were lacking a baby formula. The devil is a lie. That was a lie. They were trying to create a new formula. The same thing they did back in Yeshua time and Moses time is to identify those children and those seeds that are going to produce the generation that will carry the greatest portals that there have ever been. Not those generation of chapter number 6, giant children, those giants. No, what I'm raising up those men and women of God who have the rights to, who are heirs. You are heirs to those things. You are heirs, your children right now. They couldn't do it with creating new books from the Department of Education to make your children know to have a gender issue. Now you're coming out. Now they're coming out with what? A monkey virus. You know why? Because they know. And let me tell you something. And listen to this, people of God. The monkey virus is supposed to be out right now because of 2023, 2024, 2025, 2026, and 2027. Because people are going to be infected. They're going to be acting like monkeys. And let me just tell you this. Now listen to this so you can understand what I'm talking about right now, because nobody can refute it. You're watching the dynamics of the climatic shift in the earth realm. And you're watching those who are going to be heirs to the most powerful spiritual realms in the world. And you're watching those family lineages that once ruled through the 9 ruling families of the world that operate through the Supreme Court. When they changed the law on abortion, they just changed the law from making people have abortion to now giving you the shot to abort your mission. And many of you who understand the prophetic dimension for what you're in, the cycle has ended for them. And now you're watching a new raising up of nothing new. Look at, go Google the Rothschild family right now. There's one of the family members that passed away last year. I believe it was last year in February. You can go Google it right now. That's the last one. I think that person was like 57 years old. Now, that's the billions of family. Now, that heirs of that family member, because you're looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 generation of that family line shutting down, because God is closing out. He's closing out. Thank you, Rothschild. Closing out that portal. And he's shutting down other portals. These portals are being closed, and they will not have access anymore to what God is doing. Lamba, shekete. And many of you, God has his hand on you this moment. And what he's doing in this moment, he's raising you up for right now. That's why you are soundtrack in the earth realm. That's why they try to shut you down by putting a mask on you. When Queen Elizabeth's husband died in 2021, on the fourth month and the ninth day at age 99, and you flip it over, you get that date would be the sixth, and his age would be 66. And then the following year, they ended it. What did they end? The 6 feet distance, the 6 feet apart, the 6 feet away. Because they understood and knew that that particular dimension that he was in was shutting down. Now, you're watching a powerful return in this dispensation of time. And some of you have to understand, 2020 was the year for the religious world to be shut. That was the religious world. The whole entire religious persona, the three major religions in the world went through the greatest shock in the world. Islam, Christendom, and the Judaism. The three major religions went through the biggest shifting in the entire world, the three major religions. And at the top of those three major religions in the world, you're watching the manifestation of the three major leaders of those worlds have no power to do anything. Look at the Catholic Church. Step down any day now. Either he's going to step down or get a farewell address. Listen to this. When he stepped down, if he steps down, there will be two sitting popes, listen to this, in the world, because one is still alive, and it will be him. Then the successor, oh, y'all got to understand this. He's a major archbishop. He's a black guy. He has to take the throne or take the seat. Now, look at this. Now, listen to this. The Catholic, if Queen Elizabeth, listen to this. Last week, the family, last Monday, you remember I told people she can't go anywhere until her replacement is ready? Monday, the news media went around the world and said Harry and Meghan is heading back to Britain. Oh, y'all ain't ready for me. With their two children. And I'm telling you, the bloodline has shifted, good God Almighty. And if she leaves, the succession of the royal throne will be, there will not be not a queen sitting there or a king in the royal seat. The Vatican, listen to this, the Vatican was shifted. Now let's deal with this spirit right here. Over in Israel, what the people were trying to sell you all is land. And they want you to pray for a land when you are the people that's supposed to possess the land. And the land responds to you. The land's supposed to respond to you. You tell the land what to do. And you're watching all of the orders. And that's why in the upper part of Asia, you ain't seen nothing yet in Australia, but the upper part of the peninsula, it's all changing. And watch what's getting ready to hit the world. God is going to raise up. Now listen to this. God is going to raise up a person. Now listen to this. This person is going to be of an Indian background. Listen to this. This person is going to be of an Indian, Native American. Listen to this. He going to bring the Native American back to their original estate. And that's what they don't want to do. And they're going to bring the Native Americans back to their original estate of their ownership. And there's a rising up of the Native American. That's why they've been trying to shift the dichotomy of the Native American. Oh, y'all ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. And you're going to see the entire scope changes. Because, see, what they try to do is they try to use witchcraft concerning Native Americans. Them people that even know witchcraft, they understand the ancestral line. And many of us, the reason why we don't understand it, because in our bloodline, we got incest. And we miss the ancestral line. So the spirit of incest have shifted the ancestral line because of slavery and those spirits that had came in to try to conquer your inheritance. Look at somebody say, I came to prophesy that enemies would not conquer our inheritance. Oh my sacred little shot. And that's why they studied you. Because they would not be able to conquer your inheritance. Oh yes, yeah, coming alive. 2023, 2024, 2025, 2026, 2027. Look how many of y'all got letters in the mail that the banks are changing y'all bank accounts. And they're changing you to premier accounts. They tell you this is what they're doing to your bank account. This is what they're doing over here. They're changing all of the financial matters. Everything is being changed. Because they're trying to figure what those inheritance that are getting ready, because the money that's getting ready to come in many of your accounts are going to be unprecedented in the earthquake. It's going to be unprecedented in the earthquake. They will not be able to conquer your inheritance. It's yours. It belongs to you. And so it's been prophetically spoken to you, and it's prophetically been released. The bills have changed to plastic over in the UK. See, everything has been prophetically done. So you're watching all of these things come together. Sister Diane Veal, the Spirit of the Lord God said, tell you, your place of intercession that he has you in is very critical in this season. And God said, I'm even moving concerning the family matter and the things that you prayed for, but don't put a lot of invested time into that. Continue to stay in that place that God has you in. You can continue to pray, but there's greater things that the Lord is doing in this season for you. And God said, continue to keep your eye open to the changes that's getting ready to be made in the next few weeks concerning you and concerning some things that you put before the Lord. Woman of God, just stay in that prophetic place in the kingdom of God and watch how God is getting ready to move. Let me make sure I got the name right, because I want to give nobody the wrong name to the wrong people. This is Sister Nicole, and the things that the Lord is doing for you right now, the Lord said he's working out all the details. That's why things are now coming to the surface concerning the bloodline and concerning the family. That's why the enemy is trying to cause confusion concerning your family right now, because everything is coming to the head. I'm even seeing some things parliamentarily that God has positioned in place for you all, the family, and the things that you're getting ready. You've been talking to the Lord about. Get ready to see them manifest themselves in a very quick time, in a very quick season, so you can know that it's going to be God's will concerning those things that he's doing for your life and your family. So stay in that place strategically and watch what God is getting ready to do for you, says the Spirit of the Lord God. There's some things that God is moving for you. I don't know your name, Sister Annie Anna Stevenson, Sister Anna Stevenson, the Spirit of the Lord God said, tell you, woman of God, you are in a new place, in this new place that God is, that God has you in. The Lord said he's bringing you around some divine connection. There's some old relationship that the Lord is closing those doors right now for you, that he's opened up new doors for your life, woman of God, that you will begin to walk in. There's some things that the Lord said in this season that you had to go through. It frustrated you, but the Lord said stop being frustrated over what's been going on, because he's turning some things around majorly in your life right now. You have to just continue to trust the Lord in this season that he will begin to move. I'm looking at some things that have been going on in your body. The Lord said he's touching you right now. Some things that have transpired. The Lord said release yourself of those stresses and watch what he's getting ready to move in your life, said the Spirit of the Lord God. Sister Ganeen Moore, this is the word for you, woman of God. I'm even seeing the Spirit of the Lord God said, I'm going inside you and I'm doing something in your respiratory system. There's some things that the Lord is doing in your body right now. And the Lord said, woman of God, just begin to let some things go. I'm looking at something about 16 years ago. The Lord said, just begin to release them. And even as you're beginning to release those things, you're going to begin to see things begin to happen in your life. And for your life, said the Spirit of the Lord God, even some things concerning your eyes, your seeing. The Lord is doing something. I even speak to your blood pressure. I even speak to the lead. There's some lead in you that's flowing through your blood. God said it's going to begin to manifest. It's going to begin to come out of you, so you will be able to have the strength that you need to continue to do what you need to do for the family. I don't know. I see something like, I don't know if it's like a daughter with a child or a child with a daughter. God is saying he's moving in that area, and there's some things that the Lord is working on your behalf. You have to continue to stay in that place of the Lord God. And the Lord said, don't waver in this season. This is not a season to waver. Continue to go into the presence of God and watch how God open up doors you haven't even imagined that he's going to open up. I'm looking at something in the next 36 hours that God is going to do specifically for you. You have to trust the Lord God. And after he do it in the 36 hours, you're going to see some things begin to happen in the next 6 weeks for you. And the Lord said, stay in that place strategically and watch me supernaturally do that for you, says the Spirit of the Lord God. Sister Valencia Murray Lee, the Lord said, woman of God, in this season, there's some things in the bloodline that's beginning to frustrate the bloodline. The Lord said, woman of God, don't let anybody in between the family dynamics and what the Lord is doing in this season. The Lord said, yes, he's doing some things inside of you. Literally, after I'm looking at the child and some things that have been going on, begin to cause the chemical imbalances. But the Lord said, I'm bringing everything back in balances. I'm bringing everything back into the strength of things for you, says the Spirit of the Lord God. And I'm seeing the Lord God said, I'm going and doing some internal healing. There's some internal healing that the Lord is doing right now in this day of your life. Some healing. There's some things that's been going on that you've been saying, Lord, I need you to do. Lord, I need you to do. The Lord said, and I hear the word, don't quit. Don't let that thing, don't let that backdoor spirit slide through the back door. God said, I got it covered. Don't go back to old circumstances, the old ways. God said, I'm opening up new things for you to walk in this season. You hang in there. Don't quit. God said, I'm going to give you all of the things that you all have been praying about and standing in the gap for. It's going to work out exactly to the specific details, says the Spirit of the Lord God. I even bind that spirit that's been talking to your ear, been speaking to your mind, that's in the mother's side of the bloodline to the second generation on the mother's side. So that's actually just 3 generations ago. So you can walk in the power and the victory of the Holy Ghost, says the Spirit of the Lord God. Walk in that thing and watch the mighty hand of God begin to move over you in this season of your life. The Lord said, I'm giving you the strength that you need to be able to flow in this season. You got to open your mouth. Don't keep going backwards. You got to progress forward in this season. The Lord said, go forward, daughter. Progress forward and watch me do exactly what I said I'm going to do concerning your life. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Now, Sister Debbie on here, this is another word for you, Sister Debbie. Let me know if Sister Debbie is on here, y'all. Somebody call up on the phone. Get on the phone. Tell Sister Debbie get back on here. She needs to get back on here. If Mother Allen ain't on, somebody tell Mother Allen to get on here, too. Somebody call Mother Allen up and tell her Jeff on here. There's a word for Sister Mother Allen and Sister Debbie together. This is the word for you. The prophetic is coming after you. Sister Camille, the Lord, I hear you've been crying. The Orama Shetelabakora Sati Ibesha. God said, tell you, woman of God, you so close to a major breakthrough. I don't know why the enemy been trying to play with your thoughts. I don't know if these suicidal thoughts are seen. The Lord said the enemy been trying to play with your thoughts. I'm even seeing something between Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. God said, tell you, everything is working together. You at a strategic place. The Lord said, don't even go back. You, the enemy keep playing with childhood things concerning your childhood. God said, I'm opening up for you in such a powerful way in this season. You, the Lord said, just stay in that place of the Lord because God's been speaking to you. He's been speaking to you. Get Mother Allen on here too. Mother Allen, he does a word for you and Mother Allen together. This is a tag team word for you all because I hear the Lord said, twin in the spirit and watch what God's getting ready to manifest for you all. Now, Sister Camille, listen to this. The Lord said, the Lord has you in a strategic place. Strategic place. That relationship issue. Ooh, good God Almighty. I want you to hear this. You must trust God. I'm looking at something in the last 60 to 90 days. The Lord has been talking to you, and you've been feeling like God is not listening to you, but that other ear has been distracting you from this major door. Actually, there was something supposed to happen in June. It was in delay. But God said, tell you, I am trust the Lord like you say you trust the Lord at age 18. Would he not do it right now for your life? You're going to watch some major things begin to manifest itself for you, says the Spirit of the Lord God. It's not going to take long what God is going to do for you in you. You stay in that place and watch the hand of the Lord God begin to move for you. Mother Ellen Allen, and this is a word for you and Sister Debbie, you two across two different states. This is a word for both of you powerful women of God. The Lord God, and I'm telling you women of Zion, I'm opening up a major door. This major door for both of you all are going to be pivotal for the women of God. And the Lord said, tell you, Mother Allen, where you at, mighty woman of God, where the enemy tried to steal from you, there are some things getting ready to be loose to you. There are some things been held up. Sister Debbie, there's some things been held up. The Lord said, you two women are coming together. And I don't know if this is going to be like a three-day prayer. Y'all going to pray together for 3 days. And this door is going to open up wide for you. Debbie, I want you to understand, whatever it is concerning Michigan, go ahead and open it or close it. Mother Allen, the Lord said, whatever it is concerning Toledo and Michigan, open it or close it. God said, I'm taking you all to a pivotal place. Literally, what you're getting ready to see, all of the years that the locust, the caterpillar, the cankerworm, and the pomerum have stolen, God said, I'm opening up. You are our forerunners to this great door that God is getting ready to open. God said, y'all just ended a season of counterfeits. Mother, the Lord God said, I'm opening up. There's some things that have distracted you from this next level. But there's going to be three major areas of your life that you're going to see manifest itself. And it's going to be simultaneously. Debbie, there's two. The other one, you delaying it, but the other two, those are the three. God said, if you just go ahead, watch how I'm gonna bring y'all into a place of celebration like never before for your life, never before. And I hear the word of the Lord God. Mother, the Lord said, don't get frustrated about what did not happen or what couldn't happen or what didn't happen. It's not about that. It's about what I'm opening up for you right now in this season. And I don't know what was happening in 1993 for both of you, between 93 and 94. But the Lord said, don't count what I call and what I prepared for you even back then in 93 and 94, because you're going to see them manifest themselves in 23 and 24, because everything is coming back together in such a huge way. That's why, Mother, the enemy, you've been trying to figure out what's been going on with some of these spiritual sons and spiritual daughters. The Lord said,
those doors are going to be closed because they're not going to be part of it. They've been leeches for far too long, and leeches, what they do, the leeches are blood suckers. And the Lord said, I'm shutting down the blood suckers in the bloodline. And there's two checks that's supposed to be coming to you, and the enemy is trying to hinder them. As a matter of fact, there's some other people trying to intercept the check. And there's some other people that have intercepted some blessings that were supposed to came to you. There was some money released. I'm telling you, it was released, but it went to another source. And thank you, Holy Ghost. That's something I can't tell right here. But I want you to understand, it's coming to pass for you all. Ooh, good God Almighty. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Now, Sister Debbie, if you want to close out that housing situation, go ahead. Because the Lord has something. The Lord has something strategically for you. It's some things you still got to kind of hold it on to. They're sentimental. Watch this. This is for Sister Debbie. Everybody and the whole world gonna know this. Sister Debbie, it's sentimental, but it's not the center of where God takes you. I felt that. It's sentimental, but it's not the center of where God is taking you. Woo! I feel that thing. Y'all felt that? That's a prophetic word. It's sentimental, but it's not the center of what he's taking you. What God is taking you is so greater. Everybody write this out. Stop putting greatness in the layaway. Sister Anisha Brown, this is a word for you. I'm not done with you, Mother Allen, and you. I got a flow right here. Sister Anisha, this is what the Lord is saying. Tell you, woman of God. The Lord is going inside, and I'm looking at six generations. This is six generations. There's some things that you have been holding on to. I'm looking at from age 6 to age 11. You've been holding on to those things. And the Lord said, tell you, daughter, I am moving on you in this season of your life. The last several seasons, it's like you have made stops along the way, and those stops have hindered you. The Lord has said, tell you, between age 6 and 11, there have been some things that have redirected your thoughts in your mind. You're still carrying a major pain of two relationships, and one, you wish you could have it back. The Lord said, woman of God, I'm moving in your life like never before in this season, and you keep going back to things that's going on in your childhood. The Lord said, tell you, you have graduated from that stop sign. You have to stop it in your mind for what he's getting ready to open in your life in this season. I'm even looking at an opportunity. You were supposed to write a book before your mother, but the Lord said, get back to that book. And get back to the things that he told you he was going to do. And you're going to see some major things begin to manifest in your life. There's some things that in your heart, I'm looking at your heart. Your heart right now has been, you've been carrying a lot of baggage in your heart. And it's been affecting your thought process. That's why the enemy, 3 years ago, the enemy really wanted to take you out majorly 3 years ago. And the Lord said, I brought you through that strategy and brought you through that. And I want you to know right now, where God has you at right now today, it's very strategic. I don't know what happened in Georgia that altered your life to where you're at now. But the Lord said, I had to cut things out. I had to cut position you from where you're at right now. So you're getting ready to see new things begin to happen for your life, woman of God. And the Lord said, tell you, the things that you were talking to your sons about and the things that you prepared for them, the Lord said, just go ahead and release them now because of where he's taking you and the things he's doing. There have been some strong daggers that you have taken, but they're connected to you. And the Lord said, I'm disconnecting those things. Matter of fact, I'm looking at that sixth generation of those things in the bloodline that continue to fester. And they're getting ready, and I'm looking at God is going down, boom, 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 down there to break them loose from you. So so you will be able to move swiftly into the things that you were supposed to do. You were supposed to have been doing something in the modeling. You were supposed to have been doing something in some closing things. There was some, you were supposed to be strategically right now. There were some things you were supposed to be doing in your education, in your life. The Lord said, I'm going to turn. I'm looking at, you remember when, everybody remember when King Hezekiah, when God sent Isaiah back to King Hezekiah and said, get your house in order. And then he said, he left. He said, at least you die. And then he came back and said, 15 more years. Listen to this woman of God. God said, I'm giving you time now. I'm letting you go back to where you were at. And you're getting ready to change some things in your life right now. There's some things that I'm giving you. I'm giving you this window that you're in. And this window that you're in, everything is going to change in your favor. And when it changes in your favor, look at what God is going to do in your life. Go back to those pictures that you were looking at where you were at that one time. And watch how God begins to redesign you because you allowed the seed. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. And I don't know why I'm going to say this. This scared me. You let that seed of Satan enter into that spiritual realm of you, and it shifted your entire life. I came to prophesy back into your life that you would not walk in that seed of that spirit anymore. You will walk. Well, you will operate in the queenship that God told you you would be in. Whatever he said to you to try to pull you back into that 5 years of that abyss, that assignment is over, says the Spirit of the Lord God. God said, walk into this greatness that you're in. Walk into this powerful place that you're in. Walk into this newness that you're in. And watch how I'm getting ready to do some things supernaturally through your life, says the Spirit of the Lord God. That door is open. God said, I'm opening it for you right now, and I'm building that relationship with that particular child that you went through the frustration with, said the Spirit of the Lord God. And the Lord said, tell you, I'm even doing some things with your mother in this season. I'm doing some things with the connection with that other brother in this season, says the Spirit of the Lord God. Things are coming back together. I see a new picture rising up. I'm looking at you, looking at yourself in the mirror, and the Lord said, it's getting ready to manifest itself. When you counted yourself out, God said, I'm bringing you back into that position in the kingdom of God. Rest in him and watch what the Lord is doing. Something the Lord is going to do today between 3 p.m. and 4 o'clock for you to confirm his word concerning your life. It's going to open up your life. Now, you're going to have to go back and listen to what I'm saying, but give it all to those haters that have been trying to hinder you for the last 6 years, last 7 years. Don't let anything deviate you from where God is taking you right now in this season. Sister Benta, this is a word for you, woman of God. This is a powerful word for you. The Lord said, in this season that you're in, now listen to this, woman of God, in this season that you're in, I hear the word magnetic move, the magnetic move in the earth realm, and this is for about 40 of you all, the magnetic realm and the spiritual persona is about to meet many of you in this realm. The magnetic realm is bringing you into the climate of the next. Some of you, God had to cut you from the counterfeit climatic shift, and you're getting ready to walk into this place in the things of the Lord God. And woman of God, the opportunity of a lifetime is getting ready to knock on your door. You thought that one opportunity you had several years ago was the one, and it did not work, pan out exactly how you wanted. But this opportunity is going to open up great doors for you. But the Lord said, are you ready to walk into this opportunity without letting anybody make adjustments to your greatness? You got to let nobody make adjustments to your greatness. This opportunity is getting ready to blow your mind. This is, I feel an anointing on that one. Because I'm going to take you into it. Don't let nobody make an adjustment to your greatness. Because this is not about religion. This is about opportunity of a lifetime that God is going to maneuver you into, says the Spirit of the Lord God. There have been some adjustments that have shifted you. The Lord said, don't allow anything move you from this place that God is getting ready to take you into. And watch it manifest itself. I'm about to take off shouting this place here. Oh, good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. And you will walk in it and know that the power of God's hand is on you, says the Spirit of the Lord God. It is so. It is so in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And it's getting ready to manifest itself for you. It's coming. That wind of the magnet, that magnetic prophetic force that God has for many of you are coming together. And some of you, if you wouldn't have made that move in 2020 and 2021, you would have been at a different place right now. But the Lord said, I'm moving things back into that position for which I have for you in this season of your life. Brother Allen, back to you and Sister Debbie. Women of God, this is strategic of what God is doing for both of you all. Because the prophetic in you all and the presence of God in you all are very strategic in these next 90 days. God has on your life and the things that the Lord is doing for you, you're going to be able to see it specifically in detail. And all of the details of everything that the Lord has for you, both will almost be like simultaneously begin to manifest itself. And you're going to know the things that the Lord has spoken on this day. Mark this day, women of God, on this eighth month, in this 21st day of 2022. You're going to see the manifestation of the things that you all talked about personally one night you were sitting up talking. Everything, when you all was talking about it, looked like it shifted to both of you all. And it's like, why all of this happened? Because that window of the forces of the enemy started sending counterfeits in to distract you all. Now I hear the clearing. The cloud is clearing. Everything is getting ready to manifest in real time. Can I prophesy to the rest of you all here? This is a 3D word for you all. Listen to this. This is 3D for all those who are following me. And go ahead and share with others. This is 3D for you all. Administrator, my administrator too, and all of you. This is 3D. Right now, people of God, in this next 30 days, when that shift is being made, you're going to see it. Many of you are going to see the raising, the broadening of the horizon of things for your ministry and for the things down inside of you like never before. And it's not going to be a penalty. It's going to be a penalty against your enemies. And God is maneuvering some things strategically on your behalf. And you're going to walk into this season with such power and authority like never before. You're getting ready to experience many things, some of y'all generation from the fourth generation, third and fourth generation of your bloodline. Many of you are going to receive these inheritances. Some going to receive letters. You're going to see things begin to manifest for you. Inheritance that belongs to you. And when they begin to manifest themselves, they're going to be huge, humongous inheritance. But your obedience is going to be the determining factor of them all begin to manifest themselves for you. Now, let me bring this up close, 3D. For some of you, God has already had these things for you prepared between year 2020 and 2010. 2020 was the year for many of you not to get your inheritance and what God has for you all. So they strategically studied all of us. You on here and then the other 5 million that's behind the scene watching it. And those of you government agents and CIA and all the other agencies that are following me right now listening to this. They will not be able to stop what's getting ready to happen. Because what has happened, the spirit of Nimrod has breached its highest level. Now, I'm bringing it 3D so everybody can understand what I'm saying, so you can understand this. What we're getting ready to see is the greatest penalty on the government who have hid, stolen, taken, manipulated all of this stuff from 2019 to this very now. And you're going to watch a major hub of people like yourself whose stuff has been held up be loose. Some of you, there's about 40 of you who had an old address and you received letters of something that was supposed to have been given to you financially. They're seeking you out. Look up, look into your state, wherever you at, wherever state you were at. There's two people in another state. Go back to the state you were at. There's money that's been held up that must be released to you right now. It's getting ready to be released to you. It's been held up. One person, your family line, and this is like 1983, 82 and 83, somebody had a family member, it looked like a father had passed away. And this, the finances is being held up, and it's been, and I'm almost looking at some areas like $1.8, $1.9 million been held up. It's already there, and it's already for you. Look it up. It's yours. It's manifested. There's another person. That family line, there's some things that you didn't think you were going to get, but it's going to be released. There's somebody else. There's several insurance policies. You didn't even know they were there, existed. They're still sitting there. And this is like an insurance policy from the 60s to the 70s that's been sitting there in your generational line, that's been sitting there, and they can't do anything with it. It belongs to you. And God said it's yours. I don't know this person. It's like a person you were born in 76, 77, and 78 years. This is yours. It's been connected to you. There are many things that are being released to us now that have been held up that will not be held up any longer. The Lord is listing, even prophetically, some things for some of you all now that belongs to you. There's somebody who have a whose family, I'm looking like 1860 to 1877, around that time, there's stuff, there's land that has, that other people are on right now that belongs to you. And you're gonna begin to see it. I'm telling you, it's gonna manifest itself for you for such a time as this. And you're watching everything come to pass that God has spoken exactly to the detail for your life and for your bloodline. It passed it up 4 and 5 generations, but you're getting ready to see the 4 and 5 generations of these things begin to manifest themselves right now for your life. And it's strategically coming to pass right now. And you're going to be the one that's going to receive that inheritance or heirs to that thing over there. I'm telling you, there's somebody that I'm looking at some oil. This is some oil on the land, and you're gonna know that this oil is yours. There's somebody from like Dubai that has a family member. There's a blessing coming from that place that belongs to you. And it's going to manifest itself for you. It's already in the works. It's already in the plan strategically what God has for you. And the plan. plan would not be stopped. It would not be stopped. It would not be held back. What God has loosened for you. And you're going to see the power of it that's getting ready to come. And you're going to know it's God's hand on your life exactly to the specific detail of your life, for your life. And I want you to know it will not be stopped. Listen to me. It will not be stopped. It cannot be the realm that we're in. Everything in this spiritual realm cannot be stopped. It's to be loose. There's some things that the Lord is doing for you, Sister Dawson, that will not be stopped. It's open. You can't change it. It will not be stopped because God has his hand on it. No matter what the spirit and the plan was from those secret societies and those orders, it will not be stopped. It's opening for you. It's categorically in the bloodline. And it's categorically loosed, and no one will be able to stop that realm from manifesting itself for your life in this season of your life. It's open for you to walk into with power and walk into it with the authority of the hand of God. I'm prophesying to somebody. I'm prophesying to you to let you know. When you see that frequency, it's yours, and it's going to happen, and no one will be able to stop it. Everything. And when people try to stop being traced back to you, it's already been sealed because God has his hand on your life concerning the project. That's why part three today was the government vault is being opened, part three. Every week since I've been sharing this, every week, that every either Monday or Tuesday, and some of you have been following me and you've been going to my messenger box letting me know. Everything I've been saying this Sunday, you see it manifest either that Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday of the next week. So same thing begin to manifest itself. It will not be, the enemy will try to create a decoy, but they will not be able to stop the coding. They will try to send a decoy, but they will not be able to stop the cold, and it shall be done for you, says the Spirit of the Lord God. Watch it manifest itself. Glory to God. Brother Andrew Duncan, this is a word for you. And the Spirit of the Lord God said, tell you that even as you are in a strategic place, prophetically, the Lord said, this is the season and the hour. Now watch this out, season, hour, and dispensation of opportunities released. And the Spirit of the Lord God said, fourth generation on the mother's side. God said, you're getting ready to see the benefit of those things that has been delayed, not been held up, delayed. And the Lord said, yes, I'm getting ready to show you the season of the French benefits that belongs to you. And the Lord said, there's some things have shifted in the culture background. And you will know that my mighty hand is on it, says the Spirit of the Lord God. And even coming to this page today is the manifestation of some things you were writing down, some things that you God had prepared, even in the last 5 days to the last 5 years. I see 5 days, 5 years, because of the grace of God. And God said, I'm preparing all of these things even now. I even see some things concerning a brother, a particular brother. The Lord said, I'm bringing things together, even concerning the brother. The Lord said, don't worry about what the father said growing up. I'm looking at age 6 to 16, and some things shifted around 16 to 17. And so you're getting ready to watch the manifestation of some things you put before the Lord. And the Lord said, strategically, the ministry inside of you will begin to shift, and I'm going to begin to connect you with new people, and these new people will begin to be people who will begin to understand the strategic sound that's inside you, says the Spirit of the Lord God. And thinking not strange how the Lord was dealing you with you overnight about some things specifically in detail. So the Lord said, brace yourself for what's getting ready to overtake you in this season, says the Spirit of the Lord God. Walk into this thing, says the Spirit of the Lord God, and watch the manifestation of greater things beginning to open for you, says the Spirit of the Lord God. Think it not strange of how things have been positioned and how things have been set up for you strategically. And God said, get ready, man of God. Even the prophetic realm of some things God is opening up for you. The Lord said that next dimension has been yours. But I'm looking at in the seventh and eighth generation of the bloodline, there has been a major fight between like two sisters. They've been fighting over a relationship. And the Lord said, I'm cutting through all of those things to release what belongs to you in this season. And in this season, you will begin to flow in another dimension in the spiritual things of the Lord God. I'm even seeing some things as it relates to Indian, a Native American culture. The Lord said, tell you, in this season, everything is going to begin to be solidified and solid for where he's taking you and what he's doing. I even see a particular family member. I'm looking at this child. The Lord is doing some things in them to bring them up to this next level that you prayed about and you put before the Lord. The Lord said, get ready to walk in it with power and authority, and you know that my hand is going to be in it, says the Spirit of the Lord God. And the thing that was fighting against you, that major thing that was fighting against you, I don't know what I'm saying, like 1983, 84, 85, and 86, that were fighting against you. The Lord said, I had to bring you through those things to let you see where you're at right now, says the Spirit of the Lord God. God said, watch and see, the doors are being opened for you as you will begin to walk into the power and the authority of the grace of God on your life. Get ready for the manifestation of the supernatural thing that God has planned for your life, says the Spirit of the living God. It is so in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. We just blessing the Lord today. Oh, we blessing the Lord. We blessing the Lord today and this season. So we celebrating what the Lord is doing in this season and the powerful thing that God is doing for many of you in this season of your life. You can handle what God is releasing. You will be able to handle what God is releasing. And when many of you hear about what's getting ready to happen in the next 30 days and get ready to see the manifestation of what's getting ready to happen over in the Vatican, don't be shifted. Don't be shifted. It's all in the plan that God has for many of you. I told you, keep your eye on Washington, D.C., the whole district of what's getting ready to manifest. You ain't seen nothing yet. Keep your eyes, men and women of God, connected to what God is doing in Jesus' name. All right, people of God, I'm gonna prophesy to a few of you, but real quickly, while we're here, I wanna take up this prophetic seed. This is a prophetic seed. I want everybody to call this seed. Now listen to this. Call this the seed of gravitation. This is called the seed of gravitation. I want those of you who said, Prophet Matthew, I'm going to sow this in the seed of gravitation. This is a prophetic seed of gravitation. And the reason I'm asking those who will sow the seed of gravitation, and I want you to hear this, men and women of God, really clearly, this seed of gravitation. Don't move from this page right now. Go ahead and invite other people. This is a seed of gravitation. Now, I want many of you to know in the next 15 days, between now and the next 15 days, the seed of gravitation, there's going to be some things that's going to gravitate towards you like never before. And it's a prophetic gravitation that's going to begin to open up for you. Some of you right now is operating in that seed of prophetic gravitation. It's going to gravitate towards you. And many of you who've been talking to the Lord in this hour that you've been in, some of you who were up overnight, because there were some of you who was waiting for this morning, waiting for this time this morning for the seed of gravitation. Not necessarily the seed of gravitation, for the word that was coming forth today, because about 30 of you needed a manifestation of something that's going to happen tomorrow morning, between now and tomorrow morning. and this other person is Tuesday. You need God to move on this job issue by Tuesday, and it's going to manifest itself. Now, those of you, I want those of you who say, Prophet Matthew, I'm going to sow into this seed a prophetic gravitation. I want you to trust the Lord for it now, right now, and I want to give you opportunity to do that. Some of you can sow right now to see the prophetic gravitation. Those of you say, I'm stepping out right now, Prophet Matthew, while we're in this prophetic dimension. I'm sowing into the seed of prophetic gravitation. I don't want no one to delay or hinder, be hindered by the seed of prophetic gravitation. There's some things that Sister Diane, you believe God for in the seed of prophetic gravitation. This is the seed of prophetic gravitation for many of you right now. So listen to this word, the seed of prophetic gravitation. In the next 15 days, now this is the next 15 days, and thank God for those who've been giving me a praise report, who've been inboxing me about the praise report of what God has did for some of you. But those of you who will do sow this seed of prophetic gravitation. Now, this is the seed of prophetic gravitation seed. It's called the prophetic gravitation seed. Now, those of you who said, Prophet Matthew, I'm stepping out and I'm sowing this seed of prophetic gravitation, I want you to do that. Now, those of you who want to sow that seed of prophetic gravitation, I want you to stay, because I'm going to stay in this vein right here for about 5 minutes, because I want you to understand the seed of prophetic gravitation. Now, I'm willing to sow the seed of $150, Prophet Matthew, to the seed of prophetic gravitation. Now, this prophetic gravitation seed, it's been working, especially over the last 72 hours of me ministering and traveling, because many people have been watching it manifest itself, and we've been sharing the prophetic gravitation seed. This is a seed that's gravitating towards the seed of the earth, the prophetic gravitation seed. And many of you right now, you need God to move over this prophetic gravitation. Some of you are planning vacation. You need to step into that, sowing that seed from that place. Some of you said, I have this bill has to be paid right now. You need to step out and sow into this prophetic gravitation seed. This person right now, you said, man, Lord, I got to make sure this is taken care of. You need to step out and step into this prophetic gravitation seed. This is a prophetic gravitation seed. This person right now, you said, man, I'm moving into this place. I got everything in place. I want you to sow from that prophetic gravitation seed. And you're going to, what you were preparing for is going to be far greater than you ever imagined. This prophetic gravitation seed. When you sow into this prophetic gravitation seed, the next 15 days, listen to this man of God, listen to this woman of God, that prophetic gravitation. This is the woman. You said, Prophet Matthew, I want to do it, but my child, this thing with the school situation got to happen. Woman of God, step out and sow into that prophetic gravitation seed, and watch how that thing is going to blow your mind. Even now, that's going to be it's going to blow your mind like never before. When you're sowing into the prophetic gravitation seed right now for your life, this other business person, this first business person, your idea is connected to this prophetic gravitation seed that's right now that you're getting ready to perpetuate for this upcoming week. You're going to see the manifestation of your prophetic gravitation seed. That's a gravitating seed to the things that you asked the Lord to do in the next 15 days. You can put it down. You can mark 15 up there and write prophetic gravitation seed. Prophet Matthew, I'm sowing into it. You can sow it via the Cash App and Money Sab. RFPIM. Prophetic gravitation seed. There's another, you can do it via Zelle, and we restore you, the letter U at yahoo.com. Someone can write it on the screen up there, or you can go to our website at we restore you, theletteru.org. That prophetic gravitation seed, that prophetic gravitational seed is yours, and you're stepping out in that. I want that. I'm trying to get this thing, this college loan, taken care of. That prophetic gravitational seed will answer that need right now. That individual, that car payment, you step out, that prophetic gravitational seed will open up that portal that you never thought you would be able to tap into right now. You sow into that prophetic gravitational seed. You can go, you can do it through a PayPal at Lerone Matthews Ministries @gmail.com. I'm telling you, men and women of God, you are in that prophetic gravitational realm right now. The sound of my voice is the sound that's releasing that prophetic gravitational seed. Even you, Sister Dela Cruz, you that book that you've seen, you're already in the next book. You actually have three books already written. When you were writing that first one, the other three were already done. You in that prophetic gravitational scene, Sister Sabrina. You in that prophetic. Many of you right now are in that prophetic gravitational seed realm right now. You're sowing into that gravitation, and you're watching the manifestation of that prophetic gravitational seed. I want you to step out today, man of God. I want you to step out today, woman of God, and knowing that that prophetic gravitational seed has been released. You're releasing that now, because you're knowing in the next 15 days that prophetic gravitational seed is the manifestation of the seed you're sowing, because it's gravitating towards you. It's manifesting, Sister Jasmine. It's just manifesting, Sister Shelly. It's manifesting towards you. And the Lord even did some things for you as well, Sister Anitra, for you as well. That prophetic gravitation seed is manifesting for so many of you at this very moment. There's three people. You've been sitting on a book idea. You've been sitting on it. You want to write it, especially the one who have dealt with that rape that you've been in from the family member. You need to sow into that prophetic gravitational seed right now, this moment, because you're knowing you're in that prophetic place, and you're in that prophetic place strategically that the Lord had told you that he's getting ready to do for you. There's a person, there was something in the earlier part of this month, that was supposed to happen for you going from July into the month of August. It was you was wondering what happened. The Lord said, loose that prophetic gravitational seed, and you're going to watch how what happened. It was concerning the apartment. It was concerning this apartment. It's almost like, thank you, Holy Ghost, homelessness. You sow into this prophetic gravitational seed, and I guarantee you the next 15 days, your life will never be the same, because you trusted God in this prophetic gravitational seed right now. You're doing that. You're sowing into that right now. That person, there's a several of you who are, I see somebody like in administrative position in school. I see somebody like a school teacher in this administrative position. I want you to hear this, administrator, who this person you are in this administrative position in a school system. The Lord said your promotion is in this gravitational seed. When you sow this gravitational seed, what you thought was not going to happen at the beginning of the school year is going to manifest itself for you, says the Spirit of the Lord God. There's somebody that held some things down for you that you was promised was going to happen. Your prophetic gravitational seed is loosening it right now. Some of you need to go ahead and do that right now. You need to step out right now, man. You need to step out right now, woman of God. That person, you need to step out at this moment. That person who have those military funds, that thing concerning the military, it's seven of you who have something concerning the United States military. God said you need to sow that prophetic gravitational seed and watch the letter that's been sitting on his desk that was supposed to go to this captain, like a general person. It's been held up. A woman is holding up the paperwork of the process of this thing, because there's some things she's dealing with in her own personal life. Let me tell you what happened. Those people, that paperwork is being held up. She was frustrated by something she was supposed to be doing in her own personal life. She took your paperwork and set it on the side. You sow that prophetic gravitational seed and watch how your paperwork going to be passed through sooner than you imagine. I'm prophesying while I'm talking to somebody. Both of you need to step out on this prophetic gravitational seed and watch what the Lord is going to do in this next 15 days. And I'm telling you, you're gonna be said, Prophet Matthew, you're gonna inbox me and say, man of God, I can't even believe this is happening. The prophetic gravitational seed is a seed that's gonna blow your mind and bless your life like never before. Between now and these next 15 days, do it right now, man of God. Do it right now, woman of God. That person, you sitting in the car, you saying, I gotta get in the church house. I want it. You, the one I'm talking to right now, I want you to step out right now and get sow into this prophetic gravitational seed, because you know this is a seed that the Lord has been talking to you about right now. Right now. That person that got this settlement been held up. you you and you in a settlement and it was supposed to have been done, and it's almost like it's getting frustrating to you. You sow in this prophetic gravitational seed and watch how that thing is going to be released unto you like never before. Dorothy Daniel, bless you on today. Woman of God, this is the season the Lord said, I'm doing something in the household for you. I'm turning some things around concerning the household. I'm doing some things. I hear the word says strategy for you. And even if the strategy of the things the Lord has been doing for you is going to be strategic, whoever invites you, they invite you because the Lord is getting ready to do some things personally for you. And I'm even seeing some things concerning your own life spiritually that the Lord is doing in you right now in this season. And I want to even encourage you to sow into this prophetic gravitational seed. Those of you said, Prophet Matthew, I'm doing it right now. I'm doing it right now. Sister Rosalind, bless you, woman of God. You need to step out in this prophetic gravitational seed. I'm sowing it right now, man of God. The next 15 days, between now and the next 15 days, watch the manifestation. Those who are sowing the $150, the $150, I'm sowing it because I know that this word is manifesting itself. I know that this word is concerning what's been said to me today. Prophet Matthew, this is your season to know that the prophetic gravitational seed is that seed that's going to take care of that issue. That person who had that car accident, I hear the word car accident, and you're waiting for things to come to pass concerning the car accident. It's connected to this prophetic gravitational seed that God has for you right now in your life. This person that you've been talking to the Lord about the marriage, Lord, why is it that this individual keeps doing what he's doing? You sowing into this prophetic gravitational seed, and watch how instantaneously that matter that's been acting up and acting crazy is going to end because of your faithfulness and your commitment to this prophetic gravitational seed that God is doing right now for your life. At this time, oh my sake, that he's doing for you right now. I'm sowing, man of God, into this prophetic gravitational seed, and I know the word of the Lord God for me right now. Hallelujah. All right, people of God, we blessing the Lord for you right now. We're thanking God for you. Lord and Lord, bless you, Brother Joseph James. We thank God for what the Lord is doing in your life. And I'm telling you, the creativity of the word and the things that God is preparing for you right now, it is very strategic in this season for many of you right now. That time that God has you all in is very strategic right now. We're watching the manifestation. Someone said the Zelle account is we restore you. We restore you, WERESTORE, the letter U at yahoo.com. Somebody can put it on the screen. One of our leaders would do that for me. You can do it via that. You can do it. You can also go to Cash App and Money Sam, RFPIM. Cash App, Money Sam, RFPIM. I'm telling you, this prophetic gravitation, it's been happening all over the world. And I'm telling you, saints of God, if you were with us on yesterday, I'm telling you, it was mind-boggling what the Lord did in the service here. You're in the area, go to my Facebook page, and you'll know where we're at and what city we're in today. We're here in this particular region. We're in the region of Georgia, and I'm telling you, join me. It's at 3 o'clock today, 3:30 today. We'll be in a powerful service. Some of you can go to my Facebook page and look at it. If you're in this region here, if you are in the Georgia region, I want to see you in the place today. Join us. You will be blessed. I'm telling you, we had a powerful time on yesterday. The Lord just had his way. I'm telling you, it was a powerful time in the Lord, and we're looking to see you, and you in this. And then I'll be coming back next week. I'll be back in Georgia next week. We'll be here with Dr. Todman. There's some powerful things that the Lord is doing. But people of God, hold on to those dates. I need many of you. Sister Sabrina, bless you on today. Many of you, we want to encourage you, and I'm telling you, I'm admonishing you, Sister Kimberly Clayton, all of you, to sow this prophetic, I'm telling you, sow into this gravitational seed. Believe me, it is happening. Thank you, woman of God. Thank you, man of God. Amen. It was a powerful night. It was a powerful night. The youth night was very powerful. I'm telling you, thank you so much. I heard you came there. It was a blessing. And we're looking for many more of you today for this powerful time in the Lord. And many of you, if you've been blessed by our services, if you've been blessed by the thank you, woman of God. Thank you from sowing, woman of God. Thank you for sowing. Thank you so much for sowing. If you've been blessed by our powerful Sunday morning, we had over 80 people join us today. We thank God for you and more, because there are many that listen in, but they're on the outside listening in and following. Stay connected with us. I'm telling you, many of the things we're sharing with the people of God are blessing the people of God and connecting with you with some of the things we're doing. Let me give the address to some of you all so you can know we're here in this region. You will be blessed by the word of God and connecting with us. We'd love to see you here. We have so much information here. Let me go here and give the information to you so you can connect with us. We're in the particular region. Let me go here so some of you can know where we're at here. Amen. It's called the Reach Conference. The Reach Conference here. We're at 55 Buford Highway Northeast in Suwanee, Georgia. You can go to my Facebook page. It's there. We'll be there today at 3:30. There will be a word from the Lord. We'd love to see you there in the place. The address right now is at the Georgia Pierce Park, 55 Buford Highway Northeast and Suwanee, Suwanee, Georgia. We'll be there at the World Shakers. We'll be at the World Shakers. We'll be at the World Shakers Church. So I'm looking to see you all there. It's going to be a powerful time in the Lord. I'm glad to see many of you there. It's going to be a blessing time, okay? All right, people of God. I'm telling you, we're looking for you all there. Now, many of you who will be connecting with us, we're going to be, and you can go to my Facebook page, too. Next Saturday night at 7 o'clock p.m., we'll be here in Georgia. We'll be ministering the Word of God, the prophetic gathering. We'll preach the Word Worldwide Network, the prophetic gathering. I will be there. I will be ministering a prophetic word from the Lord, the prophetic gathering. Now, you can go over to the prophetic gathering. Go to PTWWN-TV and go on there. You can purchase your tickets for the gala that Sunday. I want to see all of you there for this time. You can fly in for this one. It's next weekend, next Saturday night, the 27th. I'm telling you, 7 o'clock p.m., the prophetic gathering with myself, yours truly. I will be ministering to the entire house of the people of God. You don't want to miss this prophetic gathering here in Georgia. I will be there ministering the word of God. I want to see you in the building and in the place. Now, I'm going to be coming back with a word from the Lord. You're going to see me. Be blessing the people of God. It'll be live, so you'll be connected with us. We're looking to see you all there. All right, people of God, bless you on today. Stay connected with us. Go to my Facebook page. It's on my Facebook page. Go down to the Preacher Word Worldwide Network. We'll be here tonight. We'll be here at 3:30 p.m. We'd love to see you in the building and in the place. I'm excited about what God is doing. So that prophetic gravitation scene on today. Love you all. Be tremendously blessed. Thanks to God to your soul. Stay connected. And shalom in your court is my prayer for you on today. We're going to have a great time. And the Lord, we'll talk to you soon. God bless.